Charlie said he wanted to be one of the guys. What's the big deal?
The big deal is that's not... I think he meant one of the guys, like, come hang out, have a couple of drinks. Not this. And it's not fair to bring him into the fold this strong so early because he doesn't really know what the fold consists of.
Well, now he does.
It's really it's bad start.
Chloe, you know, everybody's running around in circles. Bob Pittman's going to be in town for Edge Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Which is 25th or something like that.
Yeah, next Saturday.
So the corporate edict was they took down all that crappy wallpaper we had up that they put up, what, maybe a year and a half ago?
Mm-hmm.
Spent, I want to say $20,000.
Probably, because we never do anything around here that at reasonable prices.
So they had to peel all that off. The iHeart color is red.
Mm-hmm.
All the pictures in the halls that we have up now. Or of iHeart events, big like 19 inches wide by 13 inches tall, and specific frames that iHeart had made. They're all white. They all have to be uniform.
And it's not just our office here. It's the same frames that are, I'm guessing, in New York, L.A., all over.
Yeah. They want all the offices to look the same around the country. So Charlie's running in circles. Man, we got a week. We got to get all this stuff done. We got to get the iHeart logo. We got to get all the walls painted.
I didn't realize he was that worried about it because I figured, as a new general manager, he probably focused on other stuff.
So I had Anna DeHaro call the main number and ask for Charlie, saying she was calling from Bob Pittman's office.
Oh, no. Hey, I was talking about something different.
Oh, the bumper sticker we put on Charlie's truck?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
This sounds like it's going to be way worse.
Do you know about that, Chloe?
I heard about it, but no, I don't know the full story.
I'll show you the photo, Chloe.
Oh, you already have a picture?
Yeah, Alfie sent it.
There you go. Oh, damn.
Alfie, I forgot to set your camera up, by the way.
That's alright, I'll be alright.
Something's wrong with all the cameras in the studio. I'll fix them during the break. So, anyway, the bumper sticker on the back of Charlie's great big truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the new iHeart logo.
Yep.
With the, forbidden with the circle slash through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says, Bob Pittman is a dick.
That is so wrong.
I'm going to send that to Charlie and go, do you think that's a good idea?
Yes, Charlie Wilkinson's office, please.
One moment.
Thank you.
This is Charlie.
Charlie, hi, this is Jackie Teague with Bob Pittman's office in New York. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you so much. Listen, Bob knows that the top six markets were redoing their office.
What's the matter, Dan?
I can't stand it.
What?
Because I don't know what's going to happen, but I know what's coming. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like the shift in his tone. Oh, hi, how are you?
This is?
Yeah.
And you'll notice the call went straight to him instead of Golden, Charlie's executive assistant.
Right.
Because Anna had called earlier. Charlie was out.
Mm.
So she said, well, just tell him that Jackie Teague called. And that's why Charlie immediately picked up the call.
Gotcha.
Because he was trying to figure out what's up.
Yeah.
Because he's the new GM.
And the boss is calling.
Mm-hmm. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you so much. Listen, Bob knows that the top six markets were redoing their offices.
Yeah.
But he's kind of had a change of heart on the shade for iHeart Red.
Uh-huh.
So if you could just hold off on that shade until he comes up with what color he is going to prefer.
You're kidding me.
No. He just had a change of heart, so he wants everybody to kind of hold off on that. Also, if you framed any posters, he wants to make sure that you went with the black frames instead of the white.
A different shade of red. Oh, my God.
Alfie, did you send me the picture of the bumper sticker, too?
Yes, I did.
I must see it. You sent it to my home account?
Whatever iPhone is attached to.
I don't know what that means.
I did it a group text.
Oh, wait, all right. Picture turned out okay?
Picture turned out pretty decent. It's kind of hard with the lighting in the garage.
Are you not used to taking photos so close up?
Yeah, it's weird.
I didn't get it. Let me see yours. I'll hold it up to the camera. Mm-hmm. I'll finish playing the call while you look for it.
It's right here. He sent three, but I don't want to bring up the one that had his license plate in it.
Camera on Dan. Oh, man, I'm not good at this.
Just hold it.
Anyway, there it is. Alfie, send me the email me the bigger one.
Got it.
And then I'm going to send it on to Charlie and just ask him.
There's the full, you can see the full truck.
Yeah, that's good.
If it's almost as big as his license plate, just taking up the whole damn bumper.
I had Alfie. I sent Alfie the file. I went, print this as big as you can in color and go put it on his bumper. Okay, so, recapping. They've already started painting the walls red.
Yep, they stripped those Friday and painted them over the weekend.
All the pictures have been up for like a month. Mm-hmm. I think they spent $20,000 on all those pictures for both floors with the special frames that they had made. They couldn't have gone over to
Michael's Hobby Lobby,
something like that. And Bob specified white.
Any particular shade of white?
It's all matches all the other corporate offices. So Charlie thinks he's almost ready.
He's kind of had a change of heart on the shade for I Heart Red. So if you could just hold off on that shade until he comes up with what color he is going to prefer.
You're kidding me.
No. He just had a change of heart. So he wants everybody to kind of hold off on that. Also, if you framed any posters, he wants to make sure that you went with the black frames instead of the white. And he's hoping that he's going to have all of this done by the time he comes into town for Edgefest in a couple of weeks. The other thing that he was looking at is he wants the...
This is my favorite.
Oh, no.
...kitchen area and the common places to be red from floor to ceiling. On that, he is definite.
Doing one favor, would you mind putting that all in an email? I'm about to jump on a recruitment conference call.
Okay.
Just mind putting that in an email to me, and then I will. You can just email it right to me, and then I will get with operations folks here at
Charlie?
The building and make sure that we have everything under control.
Charlie.
Yeah.
It's Russ. We're with you.
I thought it was, dude.
Do you to know? Hang up on him.
So I guess you probably had to reveal it right then, because otherwise he actually would have probably...
Well, he would have waited for the email. I checked with Pittman before I did this, because I wanted Bob to actually do it himself. And he said, I'm not really going to be around a phone where I can record it. I said, is it okay if we get somebody to impersonate you? He goes, that's fine.
You've got that in writing now. You can use that in so many instances.
And then Kibler, I let her in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one that added all the common areas, including the kitchen, need to be painted red from ceiling to floor.
Oh, she's good. See, they've all really screwed up. They don't realize it, but they've screwed up by giving you access and ammunition to all of this. You got the CEO saying, yeah, impersonate me all you want. Sorry, I couldn't do it. I'm not around the phone today.
He was out driving around Bob Pittman in his new Tesla.
Oh, I understand what a tax on the system that must be to pick up a phone.
Yeah. Oh, he's excited. He must have just gotten it. And guess what color it is?
I heart red?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course it is.
And I guess he got the top model of the 85 kilowatts. I think he said 85 kW. To me, that's kilowatts.
That's what I would assume.
Because it sounds like a golf cart, but it's fast.
I was going to say, because when you say 85 kilowatts, it doesn't really sound... It sounds like something that'd be like, okay, maybe a souped-up microwave, but...
Yeah, 85 kilowatt. Is that fluorescent or incandescent?
Does it got the coils?
Does it come with a 70-year warranty?
He was really excited about that.
Good for him. I remember a time when we used to boast about cars being the biggest number possible, like a 800 horsepower Shelby Mustang or something.
Yeah, I don't even know how that, what they rate the Teslas, what the horsepower is.
I don't even know if they bother with it.
Yeah, I would just like to hear a conversation with people, Tesla owners. Oh, what you got? And they start throwing all these numbers out.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, man, you got that big of a kilowatt thing?
I think it's probably the opposite, because like instead of bragging about 800 horsepower under the hood, now you brag about having less than 50 watts emanating from your car engine.
How many batteries you got?
Well, I got one. How many you got?
Look at the 85 kilowatt.
I got a 14 volt.
I'm trying to pull up the specs on the Tesla Motors. I guess I can click on that. I went to North Park yesterday. I was going to the Apple store.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have an appointment?
I didn't need to. I'll tell you why in a second.
Oh. He's about to big time us.
First of all, I parked on the opposite end of the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows how to get the fudge out of the way.
Nope.
And it's like, to me, road rules should still apply if you're going, if you're on the right, stay on the right, go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be on my side walking against the flow. You can see.
Oh, okay. Mall walking traffic.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about getting in the parking lot.
Think about two-way street.
Right. Usually it does.
You're walking on the wrong side if you're on my side and I'm going this way.
Yeah.
And there was a, I don't know if it was a, just an apparel store or whatever, but they had a Tesla in one of the stores. I didn't stop to look, so I don't know if they have dealerships now in Texas or not.
That's the Tesla store.
Okay, so you can buy Tesla through that store?
A roundabout way, yeah.
Okay.
There's some sort of complicated stuff you got to do, but yeah.
Yeah, because Texas is one of the funky states with Tesla because we prefer our cars to burn fossil fuels.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, we like our cars to be sold through dealerships. That's the big thing. It's not the electric car.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing this. Okay.
I just thought it was odd. I walking down the mall, and I see a Tesla dealership. Of course, they only had one car in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally got to the Apple store, and I walked in. Place was beyond packed. Beyond. Everybody in there for the new Apple Watch.
Oh.
Gotcha.
An employee happened to pass me as I'm walking in. I went, I'm here to buy something really expensive. He goes, right this way. I don't know. Alfie, how much are the watches?
The watches are $350, I think, to start.
Yeah, okay.
But go up to?
Yeah. $30,000 or something like that.
$30,000?
Yeah.
Well, you know, nobody was buying that.
No.
He goes, oh, what are you here to get? I said, I'm here to get the Mac Pro, the 6-core computer.
Oh, you're taking the leap.
And he goes, step over here. I was in there probably 15 minutes.
Look at that sales guy, so happy. He just realizes in that 15 minutes, he just paid rent for the month.
And that was including filling out the paperwork, because if you buy audio video equipment and you're using it for professional reasons, mm-hmm. you don't have to pay tax in Texas.
Oh, okay.
So that 15 minutes included
additional form. There were forms.
Well, I brought all the forms and I had them printed out in different fashions. My name, show's name, iHeart's name, address, everything. That I went, you pick one.
Yeah.
Here's a blank one in case we need to start again. He goes, no, this one's fine. And then I left. And then I couldn't find my car. Not only did I park almost as if by design the absolute wrong end of North Park, I forgot that I parked one level down.
Yeah, because they added the multi-level structures there.
So after walking through the mall and trying to get around people, then I walk all over the parking lot for 10 minutes. I'm going, I know I parked up against the street. There is no car here. And I thought, okay, I remember walking up some stairs. I'll walk down some stairs and see what happens.
And
damn, there's my car.
Hey, yay! You're a regular Hardy boy.
I hate malls.
When was the last time you were in one?
I don't know, but this is it.
That was the last time?
Yeah, I wish Apple had freestanding stores instead of just being in a mall.
They do.
Where?
Knox and Cole, yeah. Actually, right across from Star Power, or near Star Power.
Oh.
Yeah, in Uptown.
Well, I didn't know that they were going to be packed because of the Apple Watch, but it still didn't make any difference. I knew whatever I was buying was going to be more expensive than most of those dildos that were in there. That's why I said, I'm here to buy something very expensive.
Be happy to have you.
How long before we need a break?
No.
Trying to see what the horsepower is on the Teslas. It's a March. It's 6,000 employees.
I'm telling you, I think they're going to be bragging about, you know, powered by less than 100 D cells.
It's rechargeable energy. I wonder how long it takes to charge one up. I know Lycus is just all over his. He adores that car. Model S says premium design. That's probably what Charlie Bob Pittman got.
Mm-hmm.
0 to 60. Damn.
Yeah.
0 to 60 in 3.1 seconds.
That's moving.
Up to 270 miles range. Engineering. Do you care?
Yeah,
I'm curious what the horsepower is.
I got it if you want.
What is it?
691.
An electric.
Damn.
Can you get some glass packs put on that thing? Maybe a Flowmaster? Because it may sound like a kitchen appliance, but
I'd get a couple of outdoor speakers and mount them in the rear end of the car and just play a CD of a Mack truck.
You can get apps that work with your accelerometer to make it sound like a NASCAR or any kind of car that they have on the app.
For the Tesla?
Not for the Tesla, just in general. You could plug it in through a stereo system in your car, and it can make it sound like a NASCAR, another big muscle car. They have like five different options.
But you mean running to speakers outside your car?
Yes.
Otherwise, it's just for yourself.
It's irritating.
And it's like, yeah, I want my car to sound like a horse.
It's 691 horsepower. Top speed's only 155, though.
Oh, why even waste your time? It's just sad. It's stupid.
I think that's software limited, though.
So you can hack it and
you
go
can
higher?
Hack it. Whew, now you're talking. Jailbreak your Tesla.
But whatever you do, don't take it back to the store for service.
You better hope it's running on a Linux system or Mac.
Mm-hmm. It's the last thing you need to do is get in your car every morning and say, sorry, I need to install new updates.
Installing new updates. Do not turn your car off.
Mm-mm.
Man, I'll kick your ass. Okay. Yeah, we're late. All right. Alfie, you left the sticker on Charlie's truck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.44 first check on traffic over the myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the new 2015 Dodge Challenger RT. Get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before North Loop 820. Got some road construction there being cleared out right now. Traffic there is backed up back to 121. And in Dallas, westbound I-20 right at I-35. The ramp to go southbound there is blocked. Apparently a rock hauler lost its load there. Traffic there is jacked up in the area. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Scattered storms tonight, a low of 61. Tomorrow, morning showers, and then just good old cloudy skies after that with a high of 71. Right now, 69 at 97.1 the Eagle.
He'd been married a little bit over 2 months. His wife's name is Joanne. I was at the hospital when they pronounced him dead. And, I'd hoped to have finished my time as Dallas chief without losing any police officers.
Hi, this is Joanne Jackson. My husband, Dallas Police Officer Brian Howard Jackson, gave his life serving our city in 2005. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas, Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah, I cried when I produced it.
I would imagine so. Crying now.
The cameras we're using aren't that high def. They can't tell unless you use it. Shut up.
No, they know. They can see it. Of course, and again, they may not be able to see it because they're having to look through their own damn tears.
Also, I got a bigger TV set for our monitor in here for the video stream.
I noticed that just like 1 minute ago, I looked up and I thought, hey, that got bigger.
Well, on days that Kenzie's not here, Alfie and I try and alternate on the switching the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just had like a 32-inch that Star Power gave us.
Right. I remember them bringing it in.
So I stopped by Star Power. I always deal with Lloyd. I walked in and went, I need the biggest, cheapest TV you got. he goes, let me go see what we got on the closeout. He came back, and he goes, David's here, if you want to talk to him.
Uh-oh.
Or he just said he wants to say hi. And David asked Lloyd, he goes, what's he getting? He goes, the 51-inch Samsung. He goes, give it to him. He goes, you make money for the foundation from video stream. I went, well, yeah, we store it on .fm, people pay. He goes, give it to him. I went, that's a better deal than I planned.
Mm-hmm. I would hope so.
So, just for full disclosure,
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is David Pigeon, the president and CEO of Star Power. We have been and always will be supporters of the Russ Martin Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners assist the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have given their lives in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com, and thank you very much.
You gave him the blue blood treatment. Yeah.
It ain't plug-ola if you admit it on the air.
It was a donation.
It was, but
in essence,
he never writes that stuff off.
No, he's like, it's a little 51-inch TV.
That thing's huge.
Can you say what kind it is? Because all I see is the Star Power logo on the bottom edge of it.
Samsung.
Nice.
Forgot what else I was going to say. Alfie, do you not know how to set up the camera in your studio?
I do. I'm just busy operating between you and Dan, and I don't want to mess with it until...
Well, I can do that. Watch. See, there's Dan.
Hey, here's me.
Don't you like your lighting? I changed it a little bit.
I it's a little orangish?
Yeah, but I can fix that.
How? Just change the color, or...
I'll turn the light away from your head.
Okay.
You igmo.
You're the one that was running around here last week with a can of spray paint.
Eat boogers.
And asking me to break. Can I, standing over one of the light bulbs in the corners, like, can I just spray paint these? Sure, you're asking me, the light expert in the room.
I don't know if that's too healthy for you guys.
Why?
You got one of the light bulbs that you painted on, and I don't know if those fumes coming off of it are the best.
Bah, it's an LED bulb.
Is that what I was smelling in the first segment?
Yeah.
Go over there and touch it. They don't get hot.
Feels hot. A little hot.
You can touch it, though, right?
For like a split second.
Let me plug in the 150-watt flood that I painted.
No, we did not.
I will.
Oh, no.
That should kill us.
Yeah. If the little one behind me won't, sure. Just flip on the big sucker. Yeah.
That was almost a waste of time. I have to go up to 300 watts.
You painted lights.
I ain't got no time for gels.
I think they use gels for a reason.
Well, they
I'm
do.
Pretty
it,
sure.
That people that use gels who can't make up their mind.
I think the idea of the painting thing, I'm sure someone thought of that and thought, hey, we shouldn't do that.
I don't even think that flood shows up on on the feed. That's all right. Jerry Reynolds' production company's coming up today. They're going to fix everything.
Oh, nice.
Jerry can't make it. I don't know why.
I can't wait to hear their thoughts on the painted light bulbs.
Hey, we never thought of that.
Hey, it's genius. What time are they coming? I'm really excited now.
I know Channel 47 tried it once and it burned down. Yeah, luckily, everybody died before the building burned. Okay. That's all I got audio. I paid for the TV with David Pigeon. I'm pushing the foundation a little more recently because if we can get, I don't know if this sounds like a lot or not, another 40,000 in our funds, I can up the amount of the checks that we send out to each family because we've been averaging around 30,000, 30,
right.
35. We got another 40,000 in the overall coffers. I think I can up the check to 50,000.
Oh, Jesus.
Because my whole goal the entire time is to get close to a year's salary so the family's got nothing to worry about.
Right.
I think 30 is still a lot.
Yeah.
Because they still have insurance and money from, I don't know, T-Closer or whomever, but they have insurance, but it's not like they get it the next day.
No, usually it takes months.
And Officer Wesley Hardy in Plano was a motor officer that was killed a few years ago. Plano was the, I got the most emails from their department thanking me for the check, even though I know most of the officers. And it wasn't until a couple of years later I found out that the check, the money that came from the listeners, allowed them to keep their house.
Whoa.
After Officer Hardy died. So that's why they were grateful.
I think you should tell that story more often.
Why?
Because it, more so than just writing the check to a family of a fallen hero, it shows exactly what the point of the foundation is supposed to do. It's supposed to help those in their most...
It's the last thing they need to worry about.
Right.
Because they just lost their dad and their mom. So that's why I've been, you've been hearing more promos here and on 1190. And asked Joanne to do one, and she sent me the audio, and I had to sit down and
cry about it
and puss up. Sorry, I'm pussy. Nothing I can do about it.
I don't think necessarily that doesn't make you a pussy.
It just, I think it does.
No, it doesn't. You're crying over something serious.
Okay.
It's not like you walked outside, you know, this morning, saw a rainbow, and just became a puddling, sobbing mess.
I did. Alfie Hotline's ringing.
Got it.
I'll take over the switcher. I'm talking now, so the camera's on me.
Yes.
See? I can do that.
It's impressive.
You got audio you want to get to?
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh.
Big announcement over the weekend. I'll let her speak for herself. Cut number 5. Good thing I said cut.
Well, I know who this is, and I know what it's about.
Well, don't spoil it for everybody.
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead. Because when families are strong, America is strong.
Yay. Hillary Clinton.
Strong, when families are strong. Well, okay, that makes sense. The economy is strong. The country is strong. But there's got to be somebody better than a to run this country.
That was fancy mouth work.
Thank you.
Well, that's the thing. Is it's not like
there
she's...
There will now truly be a country.
Mm. She's not going to be the only one running. She's going to have competition. And over the weekend as well, in addition to former Secretary of State Clinton, Senator Marco Rubio announced his candidacy for president. And here's the other thing. We don't even vote for president for another year and a half.
Well, you got to get started.
Yeah, but it used to... It gets
like anybody's going to forget that she's going to make it a country.
I can see the t-shirts now.
You left the O out.
You misspelled it.
Not really.
Oh.
500,000 shirts made. Pass them out.
Do you want this person running your country?
A lot of people will.
It's just to get a Clinton back in the White House.
Hey, there's some positive vibes that come along with that name. And when you've got former President Bill Clinton stumping for you, that's going to be a huge benefit. Because not only is it going to be, you know, it's Hillary Clinton running for president, but it's an opportunity for us to see Bill back in his sweet spot, back in the White House, with a lot less of an agenda. He's got less to do as the first man or whatever it is.
And now I can't get in trouble.
Mm-mm.
Because any interns that I aren't mine. They're Hillary's.
Actually, that would be interesting because the First ladies, they have their own staffs as well. So I would assume they probably have interns. So it's conceivable Bill could have some.
He can screw all he wants. None of them are his.
Mm-mm.
There'll be no ethical issues.
And frankly, most people won't blame him. Oh, we understand.
see this? This is the first cigar. I kept it.
It's like the scene in...
You want to smell it?
Like the pencil scene in Dark Knight. Bill Clinton probably saw that movie and said, man, I did it better.
I made it disappear, and I got it back.
So anyway, Hillary Clinton announced over the weekend that she's running for president. Also, like I said, Senator Rubio from Florida, he announced over the weekend he's going to be running for president. And Ted Cruz, our own wacko senator, already put his name in the ring a couple of weeks back.
Is Cruz a nut?
To a lot of people, he is. To a lot of people, he's a GD patriot.
Is he a R or a D?
He's an R.
Oh.
He's pretty far R.
He's Tea Party R.
Yeah.
Oh, is that farther than... As far to the right as you can go.
Yeah, party. regular R's don't like the Tea Partiers for the most part, though they respect them.
Well, they have to because they control a decent portion of their quote unquote base.
And Hillary's, what is she, a sea bagger?
It's mighty rhetorical of you.
Thank you.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
405. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Real short traffic report right now. Traffic's brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, just before I-35. There's an accident there. It's blocking the two right lanes. That one has traffic backed up back from Northwest Highway, about a six-minute delay through it. And also in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at I-35, the ramp to go southbound there is blocked. Apparently a rock collar lost its load. It's spilled out all over the road. Traffic there is kind of slow in the area. If you see an accident out there, be sure to call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. Again, the phone number 214-866-8888. Oh, damn, this is a long one. I ain't going to make it. Flying high over the skies of North Texas, I am Alfie Coy, and 97.1 The Eagles, Black Thunder.
What did you do this weekend?
I went out to an art gallery.
What'd you buy?
Nothing. They had a big, giant sculpture made out of Cheetos.
All right, got to go. 97.1 Eagle.
Eagle weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 61. Then tomorrow, morning showers, afternoon clouds, and high of 71. Right now, 69. At 97.1 The Eagle.
Hi, this is Jerry Reynolds, host of the Car Pro Show. Even though my show is on WBAP, we all have one thing in common. When we need help, we all dial 911. That's why I'm proud to support the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who give their lives protecting our community. So please, donate by going to RussMartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
See Jerry Reynolds, his video production company, came up today. Don Hill? What? Mills? Mills?
That's it.
Anyway. So I played the Jerry thing. Now Don's paid for.
And we're going to abuse you.
It's all right, man.
I've never been really happy with the lighting and the cameras, the way they set up. And Don said, I can come take a look.
It's very generous of you.
I appreciate it, man.
Because they have, you know, most shows that stream video, it's a webcam shoved in the corner and... That's it.
Mm-hmm. It's usually just really sad, pathetic looking. Like a couple that I've seen radio shows try to do it. I'm just waiting for like some half naked, creepy fat guy to be in there somewhere.
You mean like Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, that's it.
Mm. Or Mark Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've upmarked his video stream to two cameras.
Ooh, big time.
Probably because Tiger Directs is going out of business. So they probably picked up another one.
Smart.
I think the second one's in color.
We should send them flowers to congratulate them.
How much was the 4K camera that you shot Jerry's thing with?
That one's about $3,500 for the body of the camera, and then you got to buy the lens on top of that. We've got about a $15,000 lens package on it, so we got a little bit invested in it.
Damn!
Remember that the next time you think about how much am I going to spend?
Are you working with like a Blackmagic Studio or something like that?
Yeah, that's the one. The Blackmagic 2 is the one we've got. But
what's the Blackmagic?
It's the brand of the camera.
Oh.
And I just noticed that Canon just released a new Palm Cam that's a 4K camera as well. So it may be a little bit cheaper.
How much are those?
I can get a price for you and let you know.
You get deals?
Sometimes because of a media company. Being a studios, we can buy in bulk a lot of stuff sometimes.
Three of the cameras we're using right now are fine Canon products.
Yes, they are.
Personally, I shoot with nothing but Canon products.
I've been a big fan of Canon since way back in the Andre Agassi commercials.
We actually have a real Canon in my studio. So around here, it's nothing but Canon. Mm-hmm. The Canon in my studio is the one we used to terrorize David Henry with.
Yup.
It's the one that, what do they make those for? I mean, it's like a 6 foot long cannon, a real cannon.
It is.
Yeah, made out of whatever you make cannons or shotguns out of.
I think it's just like cast iron or something like
but
that.
But what are those for?
Pep rallies, things like that.
Sporting events, yeah. Because yeah, I think UT uses one. Various sporting teams will have one. But it's so deceptive because, like you said, this little, I mean, the cannon barrel itself is 9-10 inches, but then with you know the legs that support it, yeah, it's a little bit longer. But
and it probably weighs 25 pounds.
Yeah, 25 pounds. So you, when people see it, they initially think, "Oh, it's a little cute cannon." Then they try to pick it up and they realize, "Oh my God, it's an actual cannon."
Then they hear it.
Oh Jesus! If it fires,
yeah, I've never. I'm afraid to.
It's a rush.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I was one of the main operators back at our old building.
I think Dan shot me with it unintentionally one time.
I didn't do anything to you.
You think possibly that was what detached your retina?
That could have been, or it was the giant frozen fish that Dan threw at me.
Okay, first of all, two things. One,
it's a good show, isn't it, Don?
I'm telling you, man.
Russ told me.
I just got a price on that camera, by the way.
How much?
$24.99.
That's for
$2,400 bucks for that new Canon that's out, the XC,
the prosumer.
Yeah, one of my friends just sought that over.
Does that come with a lens?
Yep. Lens and everything.
Russ was the one that told me to throw the fish at your head.
I'd tell you to hit him hard.
You told me to make it sound good.
We were playing a game and he lost. You get hit with the fish.
Right. That part was your fault, Alfie. And then second, if you got shot by any part of that 10-gauge cannon, it was your fault for walking in front of it.
That was unintentional. Yeah, that was my fault. But to be fair, I was walking in the middle of a radio station.
I'm going to need you to get that in writing. Were the flashy lights on?
The flashy lights were on.
Then there is no excuse.
And you lost in the game, so you had to get hit by the fish.
But Dan
didn't. There are rules and regs that we have to follow by the FCC and I believe the game warden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they don't mess around.
No, you don't want to with game wardens.
Nope.
He lost the game. Did you hit him? What did we hit him with?
Was it a frozen tilapia or?
It was a whole fish, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a big one.
Maybe it was a catfish.
It was not a catfish.
Alfie, do you remember what you got hit with?
It was a trout.
Big frozen trout.
You loaded a trout in the cannon?
No, oh. No.
Those were two separate incidents.
Oh, okay.
No,
sorry.
Just the cannon that's a part of my right arm.
From time to time, we'll do, the price is right, and mm-hmm. Alfie will guess, and if he gets it wrong, then he gets hit with whatever the product is.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. I like that.
The day that we did car parts was the day he almost died. And then for the very end of that game, we had to send him out in the parking lot. Because we had run out of parts.
And when you run out of parts of cars.
So you just have to go. Next item up for bid is a new car. If you don't get this one right, you're getting mowed down. He didn't play no more after that.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
He's done.
I think after that car chased him around the parking lot. he had retired.
I think I'd be done too.
You'd think that the fish or the time that Dan hit me with a tube TV in the head would have.
You hit him with a tube TV?
I don't recall that.
It wasn't hard. It kind of grazed the side of my head. It wasn't a direct hit like the fish.
But we still let you keep all the prizes even though you lost.
The tube TV was mine.
Oh, well. And you still missed the price on it?
I don't remember.
Well, you're an idiot. You deserve to get hit with a tube TV.
I don't remember.
And I'm glad I said that. We should have him, we'll do the prices right again and just have him guess the prices on different size bags of nails and glass shards.
Yes, I like that.
And anvils.
It's a new bag of shrapnel.
Look at all these fabulous prizes from the Acme Company.
Specifically the rocket division.
You'll need to put on this Coyote Batman outfit and set on the rocket sled.
Hold this yike sign. You're going to need it.
But luckily, as far as we've seen, the coyote can never die.
That's right. And so Alfie has that in common.
Yeah, but he's falling apart.
Well, he's getting old.
You're hitting him and crap's coming out of his eye. He complains. You shot me with the cannon.
See, that
you
was...
hit me with a tube TV set. You knocked my eye out. Pussy. You're worse than a chick. You call the police. Pussy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be really difficult to bring up any sort of lawsuit considering how you still work here. And you can't claim Stockholm Syndrome.
You're right. You guys would get Dr. Thornton to you know, prove me otherwise.
Or we'll just kill you.
And we'll say it was suicide.
Mm-hmm. From all the years of emotional abuse.
He killed himself with his fish.
Just to make a statement.
Overall, since you're a professional, you wrote, what's the name of your company?
Studios 121.
The video that you sent, because we're doing the Still the One video, and I'm trying to put different celebs in there, and I want listeners in there. Of course, no listeners are smart enough to be able to shoot anything and send me anything. Even Alfie shot one with some cops, used his phone.
That's how you're going to get, that's what you're going to get from most people, though.
Then I'm not using them.
Well, then don't use them, fine. But not everyone's rolling around with a 4K handheld TV ready to, you know, record a promo at a radio guy's...
Whim?
Yes, Whim, thank you.
And when Don sent me Jerry's Still the One thing, that looks like film.
It did look really good.
Thanks, man.
Good job.
Appreciate it.
That's
appreciate
it. First of all, that's a excellent lighting job.
But it also sucked on our end because you're like, you're watching the montage that Russ had put together. And you're like, okay. Go. Wow, Jerry looks good. Then goes back to what we had. And he's like, well.
We can put some film filters to them. If you want to send it to me, I can like do a color pass over all of them and try to make them all look a lot closer to the same look than one look in this way, then all of them look washed out or different colors. Because with all the different lighting and stuff, it really we have to do that all the time. We have to bring footage in from all over, and people are shoot them on different cameras and stuff. Then we have to combine them.
What about the 24-piece setting? Does that help at all?
No, that's just for the movement of it. Well, actually, it can give you a little bit more richer color out of it, to be honest. But, I mean, I've shot stuff at 60 frames, 120 frames, and 240 frames a second, and took a color pass over it through our edit systems and really brought up the colors, made it look good.
What editing software are you using?
Adobe Premiere. After Effects.
Snob. What kind of computer?
The one you just bought, my friend.
The 6-core?
Mm-hmm.
I really bought the 8-core.
Yeah, we've got 3 of those at our office.
Okay, I only have one.
Jeez.
3 big sound stages, you know.
Wait. You got a Batmobile?
I do not.
There you go, boss.
I got a cannon.
I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, overall, you've watched the stream before?
Yeah, sure have.
Look okay?
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of the streams that I've seen over different groups.
See, you're qualifying it.
Oh, well, no, actually, I think it looked pretty good. So that's why when the first thing I asked when I walked in was, what is it you're not happy with? what is the first things that you don't really like? And so from that, you know, we'll play with it and see what we can do.
It's a limited area. There's you know, I like backlighting.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to do that in here. So anyway, we can talk about that off the air.
Sure.
Because that's all. This is visual stuff, and that doesn't transcend to radio. So I'm going to do the sock puppet show now. Yeah, we got time. You got more audio, Dan?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I meant to play this for you last week, but of course, other things happened. So cut number three. This is a girl on spring break. She's swimming in a lake in Florida, and a manatee started swimming next to her.
Manatee looks like a what?
It's sea cow. It's just a big, dumb sea creature. Are
they kind of friendly?
They're very friendly. They eat plants. And they're very curious by nature, which is part of the problem that they run into. They get curious about boat propellers.
Oh.
And it's also, I believe it's I think it's a...
You think the word would get around, though.
You think it would, but they have a difficult time learning. But it's also... I think it's against the law for people to try to interact and touch manatees.
Why?
Because they're a protected species.
Oh, because of boat propellers?
Yeah, it takes out quite a few of them. But anyway, this
and
one
it's
was...
hard for Ward to get around if you get killed.
Exactly.
Nope, not going near that. Oh, that's an oven root.
Yep.
Where is it? Oh my God!
How close is it to her?
You can see it in the like it comes really close to touching her.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I see it! I see it! It's right next to me! Oh my God! Oh my God! Why is it? Look at that! Look at it! I'm gonna touch it! I'm gonna! Oh my God! It's huge!
And she made it back to the boat.
Well, she sounded like she was terrified of it. She goes, I'm going to touch it.
Well, that's why I can't figure out.
It sounds like one of the first dates I went on when I was trying to get a chick to touch my penis.
All right. Oh, it's so close.
All right, start it over.
Why?
I got to listen to it with a completely different set of ear filters.
Let's pretend it's a big penis.
Where is it? Oh, my God.
See, you should have just told me that.
I should have. I'm
sorry. It's a lady, it's a chick the first time she'd seen a man's penis.
Yeah.
It's making me so wet.
I'm going to touch it. I'm going to. Oh, my God, it's huge. Oh, my God.
That was good for me.
Maybe next time you don't tell us what the actuality is. Let us guess.
That one I should have done that. Because I did that the other day with cut number one.
Oh, the guy that tore his quads when he was trying to deadlift something?
Yeah, a squat.
How come you don't hear him scream?
Because the video cuts off right after.
I think I would have immediately screamed when I felt my legs pulling away from my bones. Or the, you know, the muscles.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think maybe it was one of those, the pain was so severe.
I've never had pain so severe that I couldn't scream GD a couple of times.
I'm talking about immediately afterwards. And I've been there. Sometimes it hurts so bad, nothing can come out yet.
Oh, it always comes out.
Eventually it does, yes.
And it's always a good one. I'll turn the mics off. It's always a... that.
Yeah. This guy was in so much pain, though, I don't think it was possible for him to do that immediately.
I would have held up a sign. the yikes thing, that ain't working.
Mm-mm, that's not strong enough.
Just a great big G, damn it. Mm. How much was that camera again?
The Canon. $24.99.
You pay tax on them?
Not for anything we do, no, because we're a professional company. So,
see, I didn't have to pay tax on the Mac Pro I bought.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's a really, really big help. So,
that's the state of Texas. You don't have to be a charity. You just, if you're doing professional audio, video production, film in Texas, it's an incentive for people to shoot movies here.
Got it.
You don't have to pay taxes on equipment that you buy here. I might have told a guy that we use it for the foundation, but he didn't need any of that for the paperwork.
I'm not saying you did anything wrong.
I spent my $4,000. I should at least save a couple hundred.
Yes, you should.
And I was dicking around with it yesterday. And, you know, I've been struggling. I've talked about this of just trying to edit, you know, 45 seconds of HD video on my HP laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And after about, you know, 2 hours of struggling with it, it'll go, yeah, the program has stopped working. So everything I did was gone. So I took that new Mac Pro with the 8-core.
Nice.
I only got the 6-core.
Oh, okay.
I think the 8-core is like $8,000.
Yeah, they are. Pretty insane.
I loaded up 15 gig of video, and I just had it. I used one of the special effects, so it had to process the entire 15 gig.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of yawned and goes, "What else you got?"
Mm-hmm.
It's magical. It was. I finally thought, okay, how much? Let's say I make $15 an hour.
Right.
How many hours have I wasted editing stuff for a video stream that it always crashes on me? This Mac Pro is magical.
You're starting to scare me a little bit.
I'll show you during the break. You load as much. How much when you shoot Jerry? How many gigs is that? Or is he by the pound? We got a break? All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
It's Dan O'Malley for our new favorite toy, the Works Aero Cart.
Did you bring it today?
No, was I supposed to?
Well, I like to demonstrate it from time to time.
I thought you were going to have one.
Well, I was supposed to get one, and they're sending me a lawnmower instead.
I'm pretty sure they'll still
get you. Did I tell you about that?
Wait a minute. You did, but I can't remember if it was on the air or not.
Oh.
You mentioned something about a lawnmower.
Well, I needed a push mower just to get, you know, around the edges of the house.
Yeah.
Because I can't get that close with the riding mower because I hit the house.
Yeah, it's not so much a knock on the mower, just the operator.
Yeah. I had a contractor come out and look over the weekend. He said, "How often do you mow drunk?" Because he was looking at the fence.
Does he know you?
Yeah.
Okay. So he knew the important questions to ask.
Right. He said, "You probably should just get a push mower to get up next to the fence." So I asked Charlie, I said, "All right." He said, "Anything that we wanted from the Works company, W-O-R-X, you get us a deal on." So I said, "This battery-powered push mower.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to mess with anything. It's like $500 a retail." So I thought, you know, it's got to be cheaper than buying it through the box store. All of a sudden, I get an email from the Works company going, "Lawnmower's on the way. It's free." Well, I didn't ask for free.
Did you send them a check?
I want to know what it was going to cost. I just asked Charlie if he could get one. And then I sent Charlie an email that said, "A donation for $500 has been made in your name to the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation."
Oh, you are hardcore.
I didn't really do it.
Well, don't tell him that.
Actually, I typed up the email I was going to jack with him because I said, "Dude, I wasn't looking for free. Because when it's free, that means I owe you something."
Yes.
He goes, "Oh, that's free to me, so you don't owe me anything." I went, "All right, I'll keep it." But I actually typed up the email and a donation has been made in your name. And I looked at it and went, "No.
Too much?
I'm going to give him too much grief today. Tell him he's got to change the paint on the walls. We put a bumper sticker on his truck that says Bob Pittman is a dick." Are they air checking these spots that go to the Works company?
I would imagine so, yes.
Okay. I would leave all this in.
Oh, and we will. So in addition to the battery-operated push mower that Russ has received free, if you feel like buying something that will actually help you around the house, that's not just your basic wheelbarrow. You need to get the works. Arrow cart.
You got one of those, Don?
No, I don't.
Do you have a regular wheelbarrow?
I don't have any wheelbarrow. I need one.
Yes, you do.
I need a wheelbarrow.
Is that for Jerry?
Come on, man. He's a client of mine. I can't do that.
Don tried to hold that
oh,
in.
Oh, man. He was stuck.
He goes, I don't know how to turn this mic off. Maybe if I cuss, he'll hit the delay.
Actually, because the Works Arrow Cart is not just a wheelbarrow. It actually is an 8-in-1 magical yard machine.
I know it sounds fantastic.
And it is.
I want one.
Do you? We can get you one.
Yeah.
I'd love to have one.
I think Charlie, our new GM, he's got to have stock in that company.
I'm sure he does.
Because it's like, you know, everybody up here was getting the Arrow Cart.
Yeah. There were some just lying around desks or in cubicles right around the office.
They came to me and they said, all right, we need you to do an endorsement for this wheelbarrow. And it needs to start today. Oh. All right. It's April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I see a couple of problems here. First of all, I don't believe it. And second of all, I don't endorse anything that I haven't used or somebody I haven't done business with. I've done business with Rodney Anderson and the Frankels and D&M and
right.
Pro Flowers. I went, I'm not... First of all, if it's real, I'm not just endorsing a wheelbarrow.
But see, it's not just any wheelbarrow.
I know. It's a 8-in-1, converts to all these different things, and it pulls up and carry it in your purse.
It doesn't do that.
But it will carry at least 300 pounds, and we tested that bitch out.
We did, because it runs instead of one on one tire that'll just squash flat when too much weight is on it. This has two flat-free tires.
Ooh.
They will not go down. And it makes it easier to control. And also, there's the other attachments on it. You can use it for hauling rocks, plants, pots, which is what we've used it for. And obviously, you still put dirt and stuff in to wheel that around. And also a dolly, which comes in very handy around the house. So if you're in the market for a wheelbarrow, and even if you're not, you need one.
I know this is a long spot. Listeners are fascinated now. They'll see them. As far as I know, I guess just Home Depot carries it.
I was at Lowe's yesterday, and I saw Works stuff, but I didn't see the cart. So, yeah, find it at Home Depot.
People are fascinated. Hey, I heard about that.
Someone's
like seeing something that, you know, when you go to a Walgreens and they have that whole aisle.
Great. You had to hit the delay during a spot.
I got excited.
Yeah, you did.
You see, as seen on TV, I went, I saw that. They feel like they got to take a picture of not even the wheelbarrow.
Mm.
It's a picture of the box.
That it comes in, yeah. Although I actually did on Facebook.
Look, they had them here. I know. What on Facebook?
I had a guy send me a message on Facebook that there was a TV spot for a Works Arrow Cart on ESPN. And he took a photo of his TV with his phone and sent that to me on Facebook. Look what I just saw.
Wow. And they stand behind their products. And we're almost done. Because I got an email from a listener. He goes, well, I was carrying a load and one of the wheels came off. I went, how much? He goes, well, I think it was around 500 pounds. I went, the capacity is 300. Well, wheels should have stayed on. Not at 500 pounds. Be carrying around.
Dope.
Jerry Reynolds? So I sent the email to Charlie. I went, we need to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
And Works sent him a new one for free and told him to keep it under 3.
And has he said thank you in 50 different ways yet?
He sent me a donation for $150 to the foundation.
That's a good man.
Which is about what the
Works retails
for. About $159.
So, yes, go get one.
It's a great, been a great show about wheelbarrows.
No. It's not all been wheelbarrow. You also got that battery-powered lawnmower.
I'm going to bring that up here.
We're going to ride on that, too?
I'm going to have Bob Pittman call Charlie and say that we need to install shag carpet.
And for
and
more...
I'll take care of it.
And for more on the Works Arrow Cart, go to your nearest Home Depot.
No website or anything?
Well, it's works.com.
Yeah, W-O-R-X. But just go to Home Depot and buy an arrow cart, idiot.
440, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Now there's a whole lot of stuff going on. We ain't got the long Dallas bet. We'll start off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at I-35. The ramp to go southbound there is blocked. That rock hauler that lost its load still there. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, just before Walnut Hill, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Apparently a truck pulling a trailer there has a flat tire. Traffic there is backed up back to 635. Still in Dallas, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, just before I-35, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to 183. Into Fort Worth now, northbound East Loop 820 on the service road just before Ramey Avenue. The highway there is shut down due to a water main. Sorry, the service road there is shut down due to a water main break. That has traffic backed up back past Fitzhugh. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Everman Parkway, got an accident blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back to I-20. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
It's time to make a pledge to do something important. Pledge to keep trash out of our rivers and lakes. Take the 10 on Tuesday pledge and pledge to pick up 10 pieces of trash every Tuesday. Pledge today at ReverseLitter.com.
They paying for that or are those free PSAs?
I don't know.
All right, I won't say anything about it. Well, I ain't picking up somebody else's trash.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Tonight, scattered storm, 61 for a low. Then tomorrow, morning showers, afternoon clouds, a high of 71. Right now, 68 and 97.1 the Eagle.
Looking into LASIK? Now only $99 a month at Key Whitman for a limited time. $1,200 off. A great low price and lots of extras. Call 214-220-EYES now or visit keywhitman.com.
My bitch better have my money.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So, bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money.
Citrus. Bring me some citrus. And one more thing.
Bitch!
Okay. What were we doing? Talking to Don about video production.
Well, we were talking about the arrow cart. Also, the girl afraid of the manatee.
Oh, yeah. What are you looking at?
Ratings.
Thought they didn't come out till tomorrow.
Well, then I guess what I have here is just fantastic.
Oh. How'd we do?
Pretty strong.
Did we drop?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
After last month, we didn't drop?
No.
Did we? Was it last month? We did a... Let's see, what we talked... Yesterday, let's see, Friday we talked about the taste of June bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And people eating crickets. Mm-hmm. In fact, the guy at the Apple store asked me what the show was about.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you tell him?
I went, do you like news and information? He said, yeah. I said, well, we do that. He goes, well, then I would enjoy it. I went, no.
Mm-mm. No.
I said, you probably would enjoy KRLD or maybe KERA.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah.
WBAP. He goes, well, do you guys do a lot of news? I mean, yeah, we cover a lot of different topics.
If you can think it.
There's nothing you can think of that we haven't said. Throw anything out.
Yep. We have a running list.
Do you really keep a list of some of the topics, Clint?
Yeah, all the ones I can remember, I'd write down. I have them in a special note section of my email. I was like, oh, I got to write that down. Even when I'm writing it, I'm like, really?
I bet you ain't never talked about how eating June bugs tastes like butterscotch.
Actually, we did on Friday.
Jerking off snowmen?
Oh, yeah, every Christmas.
Anal sex with snowmen?
Sometimes in the spring.
Giving a reach around to burl eyes?
That's actually almost like at least once a month.
Yeah, sometimes on the same day.
On the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you ain't never done puppet shows for the traffic guy.
Not only is that a yes, but also a puppet that was smoking. So I see you, your scenario, and I raise you a cigarette.
Hey, Don, when Jerry show, what is the video? You can stay there and just keep doing whatever you know with lighting. What does he shoot those videos for? Is it his car reviews that he puts on his website?
Yes.
Is it on television anywhere or just the web?
It's on carprousa.com, their website.
Oh.
And so he comes in our studio and does a 60-second news piece about auto news. And then we get to take those cars out all day. And
yeah, he told me about test driving the Charger, Dodge Charger Hellcat. There's a Challenger and the Charger. They both come in the Hellcat. And
mm-hmm.
Jerry had to point out, oh, I'm test driving the Charger Hellcat. I went, really? Does it have flames that shoots out the back? Huh? What do you use to stop? Brakes? Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Real man use parachutes. Deist. Those are my brakes.
Yeah. You and your Trump car.
I don't care what you got. Even the guy, when I called Apple, I thought I was actually calling North Park. But you call the number and it goes to a main call center.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can actually check stock for you. And it's not overseas. It's not in Dallas-Fort Worth. But the person knows about the product because he talked to me about a bunch of different things. He said, well, you may want to go with a 4-core. He said the 6-core may be overkill unless you're doing a lot of 4K stuff. I went, not now, but we probably will.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, you have those options. He said, let me call the store, make sure they have the stock. They did. I was on hold for like 2 minutes, and I gave him the email address, russ@kegl.com. I forget why. And he goes, what do you do? Oh, here we go. I'm a pedophile.
No, you're not.
So then I'm having to explain to him about the show. It was a rough weekend, Jack.
So what kind of show is it?
Please, God, don't ask me that question.
I went, actually, this one was easy. I went, sound like a tech guy. Obviously you are. You know about all the Apple products. I think we talked a half an hour.
Okay.
And I said, so you're probably intelligent. There's nothing for you here.
See, that's not right. There are plenty of intelligent people that listen to this show.
Don, do you listen? You do.
See? Got it. Yeah.
Did you go to college?
Yeah.
Get a degree?
No.
Okay.
Got hired.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
That's a smart way.
Where'd you go to college?
Abilene Christian.
Okay. Good place.
That's where I go find good Christian folk.
How big of a set do you need to put Jerry Reynolds in it?
We put him on our biggest stage we have.
Of course.
How many square feet is that?
We get to, we drive cars on it every week.
Oh, okay.
So we put a car up there with him.
What the total facility is how many square feet?
Well, I couldn't tell you that. We own the
you
buildings.
Don't, you don't know how big your building is? Oh. So what do you figure you put Jerry in? 20, 30,000 square feet? Just so he can breathe?
Get that car in there and move it around easily.
Yeah. And then you have to figure out which one is the car.
Mm-hmm.
I should stop. Jerry's helping me get an engine for the Batmobile.
I think you should go the opposite. Maybe give him some love. Talk about how sexy he is. If he's helping you that much. I mean, I think it's wrong to be, you know, offensive for someone that's helping you out.
My little bucket of love.
And this is the gone too far the other way. It's too far. I know where you're going.
My Jerry Reynolds.
Oh, no. Can you go back to making fun of his weight? I think that's better.
There's nothing wrong with his weight. I am a chubby pursuer. I would love for him to shoot a video in the nude. Look at Don shaking his head. He goes, it's hard enough not lightning with clothes. Okay, you were about to say what?
Oh, I was just telling you, I was looking at the ratings.
Oh, all right. Rattle them off.
All right.
Unless it's not impressive.
Oh, I'm not. All right, let's see.
This is for January, February, March. March.
This is March, as well as the three-book average for January, February, March.
Oh, this is our book.
This is our book.
Okay.
Okay. Men 18 to 34, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Men 18 to 34, number one with a 9.1.
That's pretty good. Who was number two?
That would be KKDA-FM, K104.
What did they have?
6.1.
Damn. It's a pretty good lead.
That's a sharp lead.
I still think it's Merle that's pushing us over the top.
It's
Don, you like Merle?
See?
Not a country guy?
More rock.
Well, so am I. But I only sing Merle.
I like some of his stuff.
You like Moving On?
Like who?
Never mind.
The song that Russ always sings.
I'll sing it for you.
No, it's okay.
All right.
Yeah, number one, the month of March, we had a 9.9.
And Men 1834?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think March was a pretty retarded month, too.
Yeah. So we had a good this last month, so there's that, Men 18 to 34. Persons 18 to 34, number two with a 6.1.
Who beat us, Billy?
Yup.
That's adults 18. Adults 1834?
Persons 1834, yeah.
Wait, what did Billy have?
He had a 9.1.
What do we have?
6.1. That's on the three-book average.
It's because he's got all those women.
He does.
Bitches.
I don't think that's going to help us retain our women.
Oh, did I play the bumper with a widow of a police officer?
Oh, you're right. That absolutely just gives you free reign to call women bitches.
Did I choke up and cry when I had to put my dog to sleep a couple of weeks ago?
You would do that. That doesn't matter with the women. I mean, they appreciate that.
Well, they like to see that side of me. So I think that's okay to call them bitches.
Maybe you should ask the women that. See? You see what you do?
You're not putting that on me, Ricky Bobby.
The hell I'm not. So Persons 1834, number two behind, that Billy kid.
Okay. Anything else?
Men 1849, number one with an 8-point son of a bitch.
Really?
Yep, pretty much.
An 8-point what?
For the three-book average, an 8.6.
Okay, that's the demos, Men 1849?
Men 1849.
All right. Don't you like segments of radio shows where they talk about themselves, Don?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what we do every day. second was a 4.8.
We had a what?
We had an 8.6.
Who was number two?
KLNO.
Jay Leno's got a radio station?
Dear God, no. No, it's Hispanic music.
Oh.
Or Latin music.
I'm telling you, it's the Merle.
It might be. There's that.
Okay.
All right. Persons.
That's Men 1849. Okay.
Persons 1849. Number two again.
Billy beat us.
Yes, he did.
Bitches.
Common thing.
Yeah. How much did he beat us by?
Enough.
Yeah. He had an 8.3. We had a 5.7.
Yeah, the young women are strong with that one.
Well, what do I got to do to get younger women to listen to this show?
I'm gonna take the blame on that.
Okay,
because I love to bash the Kardashians, and I think that 18 to 24 year olds love them.
You think Kenzie would be some type of draw, even though she's only here a couple of days a week? Although she doesn't represent women really well.
No, she doesn't.
Well, hang on a second.
Okay.
I'm looking at this person's. You gave me the men.
Mm-hmm.
Did you already give me men 2554?
No, that's coming up next.
All right. Go ahead then.
All right. Men 2554, number one.
With a
three book, 8.0. For the month of March, it was an 8.4.
Who's number two?
Number two is, Jeff K over at KZPS. With a 4.9.
What happened to John Dillon?
I got bad news.
Did he die? He didn't die.
No. I don't think so. He just, no. We wished him well in his future endeavors.
Oh.
At least that was the email I got.
Did he quit when they took the carpet off the walls?
He did love those walls.
How's it going, John? Just checking the walls. This nice carpet as walls I ever had. John, you know you're on the floor.
What?
Well, if I've been laying down, it looks like a wall. That was what demo was that?
That is Men 2554.
Okay. Which technically, they say that's our target.
Yeah.
But to me, anybody with ears is a target.
Yes.
Where are the other male targeted stations? Say the Ticket.
Yeah, let me see. The Ticket is down in the afternoons. Men 2554. They tied for 10th.
What did they have?
A 3.3.
Damn. Somebody came along and took away all they men.
Hang on. I got something in my pocket here. Just...
Ooh, look what I found.
It's all their men. I think you got some in your pocket, too. Actually, and this is actually cool for our buddy Gavin running the fan.
Mm-hmm.
So for the month of March, he's going to be ecstatic. They actually beat the Ticket in the afternoon. They got a 3.1, and the Ticket had a 3.0.
And what do we have?
We had an 8.4.
Pussies. I'm telling you, Merle and Sawyer Brown.
Well, I mean, we could tell them. I mean, it could be like if you took for
if
the
you
month
did more news stories on Merle.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at us. I mean, we've been number one for 2.5 years. Took a while. There was something weird with the ratings. You can't say the show's gotten better. So I don't know what happened.
And so in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, now I forgot.
I'm sorry.
But they need to do more Merle stories.
This is going to sound arrogant, and I'm sure everyone at those two stations are wonderful people. But
not,
we have
not all of them.
Not all of them, but most of them. Some of them, wonderful people.
Stop qualifying. Say it.
We have more men than those two combined.
Yeah, if their listeners combined, they'd be in second.
Maybe they should talk about manly stuff. Like eating June bugs. What do they talk about? Sports. Man, if I had to stick to one topic every day for my entire career, I'd have done the Michael Hutchins thing a long time ago.
Hang yourself in a closet while jerking it?
Yeah.
Okay. But
first of all, if I'm going out, I'm going to go out jerking it.
Don't we know that?
Can you fathom that? Or having to play, working at an oldie station.
Actually, I can fathom that. I did it for a while.
Well, I worked at an oldie station, too. And it just, like, you know, at least it was a large library. I think we had 5,000 songs.
Nice.
But, you know, a good portion of those were out of the 50s. That's the only reason I know something about 50s and 60s music. Had I not worked at an oldie station, I wouldn't really be into Motown.
No, I get that. The only reason
I'm glad I did, because now I love Motown.
And it's given you a solid appreciation of all things music.
Where do we end up, Persons 2554?
Number two.
Okay. Well, there's another six. There's a bonus. I almost said it.
That's
$60.
Okay. Yeah, Billy was in first with a 7.1. We were in second with a 5.9. Actually, technically, we were tied with KLTY with a 5.9.
So Billy's costing me money on my bonuses because we're bonused on adults 2554, even though you know they sell the men numbers.
Yeah.
Bitches. Then they come in here and want me to sell wheelbarrows. These people. And then what do? I sign a 3-year contract. But years 2 and 3, they're getting it up the ass.
Good.
Bad.
Good.
Charlie's lucky he came out on the tail end of it.
I wonder if that's part of the reason why he's here at all.
It's like, okay, I've been here like a month. And I've never done anything to him. Russ already has his contract. He didn't have to negotiate with me. Why they treat me like a butt?
Well, he said, you said that he said he wanted to be one of the guys.
Well, and one of the guys needs to have a sticker on the back of his truck that says our CEO is a dick. And then I'm sending that to Bob Pittman, too.
Oh, I knew it.
This is Charlie Wahlbanger's truck, or whatever his name is.
Wilkinson.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but as CEO, I would take that as a personal affront.
I think he's trying to make some sort of statement.
Because he's got the iHeart logo with the slash through it. Like, I hate iHeart. And it says, Bob Pittman is a dick. And it's one of the biggest bumper stickers I've ever seen. So, you do what you want. I'd let him go. I don't mind being GM.
God help us all.
Every day, straight up 5 o'clock. All the Clear Channel stations in this market. Merle. Every Monday at 5, Merle Monday.
What also scares me is you as a general manager of all these radio stations is you will create a radio station where all you play all day, every day, is legal IDs.
How come you only come into my office? Sit down. How come you only doing one legal ID an hour?
Well, sir, isn't that what's required by law? FCC, we're supposed to ID the station once per hour.
I like legal IDs. I like it when somebody puts some oomph behind it.
Okay.
I want you to sound proud that you work for that radio station, whichever one you work for. If I knew which one it was, I'd fire you.
Sir, do you even know my name?
No.
Oh.
I just want to know how many legal IDs you do an hour.
I'll do as many as you need.
And I'm not even on the air. I work in promotions.
I'm the janitor. I'm going to scrub toilets. KETO!
Yeah, that'll sound good in there. So you with janitorial staff?
Uh-huh.
So you don't even work for us, technically?
No, I'm a contractor.
Oh. All right, so you can't call HR. Just get down in here and suck my d***. You got to come back for it, do you?
Well, as a part-time janitor, I'm not really sure what to do. Because
part
of me thinks, ew, but another part of me is thinking, hey, chance for advancement.
You can suck it and then clean it. All right,
we'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
511, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center, starting off in Fort Worth, northbound I-35W, just before Northeast 28th Street. Got some rolling road crews going there, blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Everman Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from I-20. Moving to Dallas, eastbound 20, just before J.J. Lemon, the right lane. Just hold that load B. In Dallas, eastbound 20, just before J.J. Lemon, the right lane there is blocked. There's some very big potholes. There are a couple of vehicles on the shoulder there with flat tires. Traffic is jacked up back to Bonnie View. Finally, in Dallas, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. Scattered storms tonight, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, morning showers and a high of 71. Right now, it's 68. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, what's a chick on line one want?
That is a 24-year-old female calling about what she would like to hear on the radio.
Yes, Nicole.
Women love drama, and they love hearing about dating drama. So you just have to have more dating drama. You got to date crazy women and then talk about it.
You don't think going to jail was enough? Really? That wasn't enough drama?
Yeah, for that week.
Because that's how long it lasted. It was a week, and everybody forgot about it.
if you date crazy women and then talk about it, makes us feel better about our crazy.
Well, then I'll make one up.
It's not the same.
Well, you're not going to know. I lie to chicks all the time. There's no way you're going to figure this out. In fact, I'll start now. Bitch.
Don't stop.
You got any money?
Nope.
So what? Lost another one.
But can we at least try to hang on to them? Let's not physically repel them.
Bitch didn't have my money.
I don't think she owed you anything.
That's not the point.
I think that actually is the big point.
Women have been screwing us around for hundreds of years. I want reparations.
What kind of reparations?
I want money. Dan's diffuser fell off.
Oh, okay. I got it.
All right. What? No. I want you to look good.
Oh, all right. It's very kind of you. I appreciate it.
As I look up at our free 51-inch Star Power monitor.
Yes.
Man, you could see that from across the street.
That's a great picture.
It is.
It's the kind of picture you can only find at Star Power.
It's what I get when I go to Star Power. The star treatment. Especially if you know the owner. He said, David Pigeon said, Charlie, our new GM, was in there.
Oh, really?
Last week. Oh, I know why I was in there now. I just don't know. I thought maybe, you know, Charlie's going around meeting all the big clients.
Sure.
And I figured that's why I was in there. And then Lewis, our engineer today, said, you know, if I know you got that TV from Star Power. Charlie's looking for a couple for his kids' bedroom. Oh, I don't think after today Charlie's going to be talking to me. Because we had Anna Taharo call and say, hey, I'm from Bob Pittman's office. I've changed my mind on the shade of red you've painted the walls. And also any common areas, including the kitchen, need to be red from ceiling to floor.
God, that's just horrific.
And you use the wrong color frames on all the pictures in the hall.
See you in 2 weeks.
$10,000 worth of pictures.
Actually, I think it was 20.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
I think it was 10 per floor.
That's nauseating.
I'm not sure, but I think each one of those pictures, the print and the frame, I think were about $300 a piece.
What?
Now, they're big prints of, you know, iHeart events. Nothing that we've done. But, you know, like Paul McCartney or whoever's done iHeart events. And they're, mm-hmm. Alfie, what would you say? They're about the 16 by 19, something like that?
They're a little bit bigger.
Big.
Yeah.
But you can get something that big printed at Costco for how much?
Like $10.
Mm-hmm.
And how much, Alfie, were they offering you to take photos for them?
Zero.
Who asked you to take pictures?
Old management.
Pictures of what?
You.
Oh, f- that. For free?
For free.
Did you tell them that?
Yes, I did.
Good. Why would they think you should do it for free?
They found out he was a photographer, and they go, ooh, this is perfect. We already pay him.
Stalkers don't count. Peeping through windows doesn't make you a landscaper. They wanted to, I know what that was now, they wanted a picture of me for the billboard they put up for $11.90. They put billboards up for $11.90, but not for the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Eagle doesn't need the help. Well, that doesn't mean you punish us.
Yeah, really.
You know, we're number one men across the board. And we could be number one people across the board if the bitches would stop turning the radio off. But you want drama. Well, how do you know if there's drama if you keep turning the radio off? As soon as you turn it off, there's going to be drama.
That's how it works. We actually know when you click away.
Bitch.
Alfie says line one.
Is it a bitch?
It's a female.
Young woman, perhaps?
Hi, Caitlin. Go ahead.
Hey, Russ, that girl that just called, she's an idiot. I'm 24, a female, apparently, and I hate drama.
Are you a post-op?
No, I was born a female.
Are you lesbian?
I'm bi. Mm.
Most women like drama. There's always just a little bit.
Well, if there's enough drama with you picking on Kinsey and people calling you liberal and all that other stuff.
Well, those are my friends.
Well, yeah.
Do you like Kinsey?
I do. She's cute and dorky in her own little way.
Okay. Do you think we should keep her or put her down?
Oh, no. I wouldn't tell her to keep her.
Okay. All right. It's either that or drop her off at the fire station.
No. Keep her.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, make the firefighters take care of her. They let her ride in the truck.
She loves firemen.
Mm-hmm.
They let me ride 30 feet.
Yeah, the one time they took her home.
And I'm not making that up unless she made it up.
I don't think she's capable.
No, she's not.
She called 911.
There's something that stinks. I'm sorry, what? There's something that stinks. Well, where is it? It's not here. Do you remember where you smelled it? Away.
The sad thing is, you are not exaggerating any of this.
Oh, I forgot to get, what city did she say that was?
Grand Prairie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to do an open records request and get the 911 call, the real one.
Yes.
I could fake one, but I'm sure hers is going to be better.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, something stinks in my house. It's like rancid bad. It's like worse than I pooped after I had the old Roy. And I don't mean the dog food. I mean, I blew this guy and never Roy.
And they got thinking, well, if it smelled that bad, it probably was a dead body.
And they sent everybody. There was at least two representatives from every emergency response department.
And you got this 23?
Yes.
23-year-old chick walking around like a 15-year-old goth boy.
Leading them all.
I think it's this way. This is where I smelled it. I was right here, and it stunk. Well, man, we don't smell anything now. Well, maybe it moved. I don't keep track of where stink goes. Did you check up?
that young girl.
Anybody have any recollection of the day? Because if we call, what'd you say, Grand Prairie?
Yeah.
We call Grand Prairie PD, they're going to want to.
You need a date.
It's a date and a time. I don't think you just go, hey, give me all your 911 calls for March.
We should be able to track it down to a day because I'm sure that was flagged for best of.
Okay. Well, she'll remember what day it happened.
Yeah, probably.
In fact, I'm sure that was a red letter day for the police and fire department there in Grand Prairie. This chick is making us hunt down stink on wheels. Because it's not here.
No.
Oh, yes, it's down here. It'll come back around. Well, what is it, on Lazy Susan?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what her name is, but it stinks.
And give me a ride.
Yeah.
Give me a ride in the fire truck.
Would you like a ride home, little girl?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Right there.
Is that your mother waving at us from the front porch?
Yeah, right, at the back end of the fire truck.
And you want us to give you a ride home?
That's my driveway.
Oh, my God.
Can I ride in the front and you back up so at least I feel like I went someplace?
Sure.
Kai, where does a dog sit?
Right where you are.
It's kind of what Kenzie's become as far as our show, our Dalmatian.
Yep.
I don't know why. It doesn't really make any sense, but it just seems like she's our mascot.
Because she's constantly smiling and her tongue's kind of half hanging out.
She would be horrible on a real game show.
I think that's why she needs to be on real game shows. I want to see her on Jeopardy.
What is... Wait.
That's incorrect. Well, I wasn't finished. Wait a minute.
What?
The answer is, what is Arizona? Well, I was going to say that.
What is what?
I knew that. Are you happy with lighting yet, Don?
No, I'm still working on it.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't want to get your camera shot.
I don't care. It's a video stream is, I don't know how many people watch it. Technically, we're not really charging for it on RussMartin.fm. That's still for the audio archives. We just kind of threw it on there as a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know you were going to be right behind me in my shot.
That's what he said.
Watch this.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, that was well-timed direction on the, yeah.
Jay Reynolds ever grabbed your penis?
God, no. I'd run.
I think he'd probably have you cornered. Where are you going to go? Damn it, the Batmobile's not going to be ready by the time Bob Pittman comes into town.
Oh, I mean, really?
Well, he's bragging about his Tesla with 700-something horsepower. Maybe he didn't get the top-end one. You know he did, though.
What? There's no reason to get into a one-up game with the CEO.
Why not?
Because I don't think you'll win.
Well, I have to have a goal.
I know you have to have a goal, but
I'm already beating up our current GM.
I realize that. Now, granted,
Don Davis gave up a long time ago.
That is true. He's completely, yeah.
Kelly Kibler loves us. She's the one between Patrick Davis, who loves us too.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one between Patrick Davis and Bob Pittman. So I got to get Bob.
I understand. Now, in the car department, yeah, I think you've got him beat, probably because since he lives in New York, he probably doesn't do a whole lot of driving. Therefore, he probably doesn't need a whole lot of cars. But instead of driving places, he flies places.
Yeah, because he's a private he's a pilot.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have his own jet?
I don't know if he has his own, but
But in his 20s, he was one of the creators of MTV.
Also that. You can throw him in the
I didn't start dressing myself till I turned 30. In his 20s, he's created MTV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. Hey, what'd you do?
I'd started dressing myself 8 years later.
Aww.
I couldn't tie a dress tie in my early 20s. I was probably 35 before I learned how to do that.
Could you do one now if you had to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you...
It takes me a few times.
Yeah.
Because sometimes one end's longer than the other.
Yeah. And
most of the time when I tie it the very first time, I look like Icky Twerp. Old reference, but...
No, I get it.
You get it.
No, it actually, any time I have to get dressed up and have to wear a tie, I usually end up in a bad mood and sweating. Because it takes me at least three times to get the tie right.
Oh, once I get it right, I don't... I just loosen it up and take it off my head and hang it.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with clip-ons? I mean, nobody can tell unless you get in a fight. And then in a fight, you want it to be a clip-on.
I know. It comes in handy.
Am I right, Don?
You're right, sir. Very right.
You don't want somebody grabbing a tie that's really tight around your neck and just wailing on you.
Yeah, because
you want it to come off in their hand and go, ha-ha, who's white trash now?
Well, it's still you. You're just better prepared for the fight. The downside is...
Hold on. Alfie, I got. What do you got?
A bunch of women calling about why they listen to the show or why others don't.
Okay. Yes, Ashley.
Hey, Russ.
Yes?
I just want to let you guys know I love your show. I listen to you every day on the way home from work, and you guys are the only thing that I listen to on the radio. I don't like the scripted shows, and they talk about the weather. I mean, you guys are awesome. You're the only thing that I listen to.
Did when you called in, did you hear Dan and me talking back and forth?
Yes.
Yeah, and you went ahead and interrupted us anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Yes,
Sarah.
Yeah, no, it's because girls want to hear that they're great and all that stuff, and you're not going to sit there and BS them, and you tell them the truth, and you tell them very bluntly whatever's on your mind, and they don't want to hear it. So
So I'm not thinking that you're going to get a lot more of that age group without grooming them. I know. It's sad it has to be like
well,
that.
Well, there's nothing that I can say that's going to appeal to women of... I mean, what is Billy really strong in? 18, 24?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where we lose, you know, when the adults 25, 54 is those teens.
Yes.
Yeah. And half of them probably wouldn't even know what the hell you were talking about half the time.
Kenzie doesn't.
Just because they're such airheads and.
Kenzie is.
I mean.
Yeah.
Do what?
Nothing. I wish Kenzie had a ratings thing.
Yeah, that would help.
Hey, Nelson called me and wanted me to be part of the ratings thing.
And what'd you tell him, Kinsey?
I love K104.
What?
K104.
That's what you told him?
Yeah.
Why'd you tell him that?
Because that's what I listen to.
You're supposed to tell him you listen to us at least 8 hours a week.
Is it bad?
Did you read anything when you were taking your broadcasting classes? Did you listen at all? Did you write anything down?
I made sure I was in the right building.
And they're giving you a degree for that.
Uh-huh.
Man.
All I look for is, where does she go?
UTA.
Oh. Yeah. Now, anywhere in the college, does it actually say UTA or is it say University of Texas Arlington?
No, it says UTA all over the place.
Okay.
At least last time I was there and I was like...
Well, I didn't know. She goes, I don't say any UTA. I see University of Texas Arlington. Where's UTA? I can't find out my college. Cannot find it. Where is UTA?
I bet UTA cannot wait. I bet UTA cannot wait to list Kinsey as one of their notable alumni.
It's UTA. I got my degree from UTA. We should make that her last name.
Kinsey UTA?
Kinsey UTA. Sounds like something from Roots.
Yeah.
Kinsey UTA Kincaid? No, that's not right.
Kincaid? That's Irish.
Well, I'm trying to cover everybody.
Yes, that was the original name, Kunta Kincaid.
Didn't he play the road manager on the Partridge Family?
Oh, I'm going to hit you. Stop it.
Late again, right? All right, we'll be back.
Back to the Russ Martin Show.
.543, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Now listen, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by the new 2015 Dodge Challenger RT.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Northeast 28th Street. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up back from Rosedale. Also in Fort Worth, northbound East Loop 820 on the service road just before Ramey Avenue. That part of the service road is shut down due to a water main break. Traffic there is jacked up onto the service road back from Fitzhugh. Let's move into Dallas. Northbound Loop 12 Walton Walker right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from 183. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635 just before Skillman. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Greenville Avenue. Call number 9 with a pair of tickets to BFD 2015, plus a pair of tickets to go see Godsmack on April 17th at the Southside Ballroom, plus a meet and greet
with Pretty Reckless?
No, with Godsmack.
Well, I ain't going.
All right. Call now. It's 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Gotham on Fox. Tonight, scattered storms, overnight low 61. Tomorrow, 71 for a high. That's going to include morning showers and hopefully just afternoon clouds. And right now, 67. And 97.1, the Eagle.
He'd been married a little bit over 2 months. His wife's name is Joanne. I was at the hospital when they pronounced him dead. And, you know, I'd hoped to have finished my time as Dallas chief without losing any police officers.
Hi, this is Joanne Jackson. My husband, Dallas Police Officer Brian Howard Jackson, gave his life serving our city in 2005. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas, Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to russmartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, did you already get a winner?
No, I have not.
Oh. Well, who's on hold on line one?
That is Tara.
P-Pants Tara?
P-Pants Tara.
Hey.
Hi, Tara.
Hello, boss man.
How's it drying?
We're doing good right now. So you're wanting to know why women want to listen? I mean, who
else? Well, I didn't ask that. But you can tell me, I will listen to you only because you pee in your car.
You know, and who else would I want to pee in my car to than you?
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Who else have you peed in your car to?
Nobody. There's a few, like Jody Dean, that make me want to vomit, but nobody that's made me
vomit. Wow! Oh, damn. Mother.
Wow.
Why would you... Okay, which do you prefer? Puking or peeing in your car?
Oh, peeing. It's much easier to clean up.
Okay. Why would you listen to somebody that would make you vomit?
It was an accident. I had someone else in the car flipping through.
Did they swallow poison?
They probably wanted to after hearing the show.
Hang on. There's some Epicac here on the radio dial someplace. There it is, 98.7.
Exactly. I K-love my vomiting.
But you really are, and you're a nice guy, even though you don't want to admit it. You are. But I won't say that again.
Okay.
That is one thing that young women do like. They like a bad boy.
Well, I'm not a bad boy. I'm an a-hole. There's a difference.
But they don't realize that.
Oh.
They're too young to know the difference.
Tara, do you listen every day?
I do.
Do you feel like we're family?
I feel very close to most of you, yes.
Who do you not feel close to?
Kenzie, I don't know her yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Grew up in Arlington, so, you know, Dan, you know. Went to a rival high school, though.
Well, you know, Kenzie's probably pissed in her car.
Probably, just unsure where it came out of.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Damn. Like two. Damn. So, bitch is just jumping all over Kenzie.
I know. It's like Kenzie looks at you and says, "Oh my God, I just peed." You're like, Kenzie, you sneezed.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, that's totally different.
So I do. Bye, Tara. Be careful. Don't pee. So I still need to wipe or not?
Yeah, for both, you need to wipe.
But when it comes up my nose, mm-hmm. Do I still have to wipe my clipper?
Good save.
Thank you.
First of all.
And that's a boat or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay, so it's wet.
Yeah, it's true, yes.
Hey, Don, why don't you rattle those papers a little harder?
Sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
Not since the Dairy Queen sack of 2004.
during the break, Don, who works for... What's it called?
Studios 121.
And that's a website too, right?
Yes.
Just throw .com on the end of it. There he goes, man, I really appreciate you guys letting me come in and work on your video feed. And I thought he's being a dick.
Why would you think he was being a dick about it?
Hey, I really appreciate you guys coming in and let me work on your video feed.
Okay, well, it's all in the delivery. So, yeah.
I'm just glad we got the opportunity to do it.
I mean, what we had wasn't horrible.
No, not at all. That's what I said, what did you like or would you not like about it when I first walked in? Because I didn't think it looked bad at all.
That's not good.
Well, it's not bad.
Well, you know what? This looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. It's kind of like one of those lighting events where everyone gets a trophy for it.
See, I like Dan's shot. Dan's got a lot of good color.
Still working on yours, my friend.
It's
I got that light there in the back, though.
This monitor, this one's a little more accurate.
Oh, there we go. Good.
Is part of that going to be because you're wearing a black shirt and I'm wearing a blue one?
No, yeah. You got a lot of color behind you. You've got the
I got the eagle thing behind that. That helps.
Yeah, you've got the eagle logo.
The old, what year logo was that?
1987.
Yeah.
From like 81, 82, all the way to, I think, is it right, Chloe? No, I left in 87. No, I started in 87. I was in and out of there a couple of times.
I understand.
Started in 87, left in 89 to go do the TV show. Going to be a TV star. Radio. Yeah,
big time. You made the that jump.
Radio. Radio is what I will have in my limo. We're only able to milk the TV show for 4 years. I had to go back to radio.
4 years? That's a pretty cool run.
It is.
Yeah, actually, we had enough. We produced enough episodes. We could have run reruns, syndication. Not that anybody would watch it.
I think people would.
Because I think, what do you have to have now? 2 years? On a drama, sitcom, whatever, to be able to go into reruns?
100 used to be the standard, but I think they've dropped that by a bit now.
Oh, yeah.
Like how much? One season?
No.
I think if you get established and you've got a strong following, then I think they'll go ahead and start syndicating the show. Because like Modern Family, they've been in syndication for at least a year, if not a couple of years.
Well, they've got a few seasons behind them.
Right.
If you had... it's probably 2 years now that they would, you know, throw it into reruns.
I think that's probably right.
But they're only producing, you know, shows now produce, I think, 22 episodes a year. Mm-hmm. A year.
Yeah, it's a year.
We produced 47. Jeez. And that's a lot when you only had four people. Two talent. Well, one and a half.
Damn.
Camera guy and a director.
And what? Both of your camera guys, only one of them was smoke weed a lot.
They all smoke weed.
I was gonna say I thought that was the whole crew.
Guys, then they let us hire one more person, so then we had a staff of five, and we just happened to hire one of the camera guys' buddies. So they were all weeds.
Is that what you called them?
The weeds.
The weeds.
We drove down to Galveston to shoot a story, or Corpus Christi to shoot a story just on the coast. It was just a road trip thing. And the three camera guys slept in the same room, and you could see and smell the smoke come out underneath the door. Damn, Spicoli's in there.
And for younger kids, it was like a Cypress Hill truck.
And it was weird because they'd get mean when they'd start smoking dope. Wes was screaming at Rod one day on that trip. Mm-hmm. We're in a condo, and he said,
three of the batteries were dead. You mark the batteries when they're dead. Otherwise, I won't know if they're dead.
I went, are you guys sure you're smoking weed?
It doesn't sound like typical weed behavior.
Wes was screaming at the top of his lungs. Mm.
Y'all don't drive protection batteries again!
Somebody's going to die.
Yeah, because usually only weed people get about other people stealing their weed.
Right.
And you can hear them screaming at each other in their room. JD went up, opened the door, and goes, hey, you want to go have a nice dinner? While they're all living at each other.
The king of timing.
Laid in our room and we giggled for half an hour while they screamed at each other about batteries. And Rod was like the associate producer. He thought he was a ladies man.
Mm. And how did he show that?
Always tried to, you know, hey, I'm a producer. No, first of all, you're not. But like, we go on location. We went to Austin a few times and shot at some restaurant that was on a hill. I forget what it was called.
Oh, the Oasis.
Yeah. Hitting on chicks all the time. And we did a story on a watercraft out at we'll say Lake Louisville, I forget, but it was a company that you could rent ski boats and jet boats and full-blown boats with hot tubs in them, whatever. And Rod decides, I'm going to take my shirt off. And Rod was one of those guys where the hair grows everywhere.
Gotcha.
Normal-sized guy, he was fit, but it was just hairy to the point to where he had to shave from his chin all the way around his shirt collar.
Otherwise, it would come up out of his shirt like ivy.
Yeah, he would look like a lycanthrope. And he took his shirt off and went, Rod, not only we had Hooters girls on the boat with us.
Mm-hmm.
Went, not only are you scaring the chicks, you're scaring the wildlife. You hear me, Rod? You're scaring wildlife.
Wow.
I'll put your shirt back on.
That to me sounds like Rod was born in the wrong decade. Like, if it was just 10 years before.
He could have been in porn.
Yep. He'd have been in his element. Let me take off this sweater. Oops. Nuh-uh. I'm still kind of wearing one.
Damn. If I'd have just been born 10 years earlier when hair back was in style. Back hair.
Back in the good old days when chicks loved to braid that stuff.
That's why I don't get. It's got to, because Ron Jeremy still does some porn with newer porn chicks.
Mm.
Man, how bad do you really want to get in the industry to let that thing do that to you?
Yeah, it's like, all right, you want to get into adult films? Perfect. Here's your dues. Time to start paying them.
It's like porn hazing?
Yes.
Can I do something else other than that hedgehog? Because I don't want to. You know, he's the face of porn. He's Ron Jeremy. Everybody knows who he is. You got to let him f*** you at least once. Where? I don't know. He seems open to all the holes.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's any consolation, he's hung. Oh, yeah, great. More hair. Looks like a dog weenie. Oh, I watched a movie over the weekend. I meant to talk about this.
I cannot wait to hear how this popped up in your head.
Yeah. It was called
Wolf Dong?
Wolf Cop or Cop Wolf.
Wolf Cop.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it on Netflix. I haven't actually watched it, though.
It's a movie, though, right? Not a series.
Yeah, I think it's just a movie.
It started out pretty good. It's I missed a part of it because I don't like the buildups of, oh, here's the backstory on how he became a wolf man.
Okay.
So I must have skipped something. So somebody attack him or put the mark of the beast or something on him?
I don't know. I still haven't watched it yet. I spent all weekend watching something else.
What'd you watch?
Daredevil.
Hey, I started watching that.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that new?
It's brand new. Just came out this past weekend, I think.
Blind superhero.
You've heard of him before, right?
No.
Really?
I've heard of Daredevils, but to me, that's Evel Knievel.
Man, you are so lucky not to have been tainted by the Ben Affleck version.
Of Daredevil?
Yeah.
No. He is blind, though, right?
He's blind.
Yeah.
Well, how does he save people?
He's a badass, like ninja, like Batman.
Uh-huh.
But he kind of uses echolocation.
Does he walk around going, like this? Like Incredible Mr. Limpet? Or is he more porpoise-like?
No, he's a little more subtle about it.
Oh. Yeah, I actually like that. I watch that. But what's it called? Wolf Cop?
Wolf Cop.
Yeah. It starts out, first of all, it's a small town, and this guy's already an alcoholic, which caught my attention. And he's backing out of his driveway. He opens his squad car. He pukes because he's still hungover. I went, all right, I'm going to dig this, especially if he turns into a drunk wolf.
Oh, no.
And up until it was really good as he's kind of going through the stages of realizing, you know, he could start smelling chicks as they were getting closer.
Okay.
And then once he went full-blown werewolf, it just turned into a bad 80s teen wolf movie.
I think that's kind of the idea.
I didn't. After he went a wolf, I I kind of lost interest. So I don't know how it ended.
I'm looking at it on IMDb, and even the poster looks like something bad out of the 80s. It's got that just a weird hot pink font that says Wolf Cop. And it's kind of like the same one they used for 21 Jump Street or got Beverly it. Hills. With the tagline across the top, "Here comes the fuzz."
See, I thought that was a funny line. They used that in the movie. "I'm the fuzz." Okay. That was worth watching most of it.
It's a new movie, too. It's 2014.
I don't know who the actor was.
Leo Fafard, who played Wolf Cop. This is such a premier movie and a top shelf actor that young Leo here doesn't even have a headshot on IMDb.
He should use his Wolf Cop.
Mm-hmm. Other people in the movie have headshots, but not him.
Oh. He's at the urinal.
Oh, God.
And he's peeing. And for whatever reason, he starts turning into a wolf. And it shows his weenie.
Does it show the weenie transformation?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. That is so awful.
I mean, that's exactly what I want to see on TV.
Oh.
Is a dog at a urinal.
That is so terrible.
Because you're seeing all you see is the urinal and the stream going into it. It's just a tight shot of the urinal. Oh. And it goes from, first of all, something's wrong with him. Because it went from clear to red. I went, that man is severely dehydrated. And then it did a close-up of his human weenie, which you could tell was fake.
Oh.
And then hair started shooting out of it, and then it turned into a dog.
You know, that's I want to give them credit for taking a different look at the werewolf transformation.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch the end of it. I still don't know how it ends.
I can't believe you wouldn't, because how much of the movie did you watch?
I don't know. It probably was an hour and a half movie, I think. Once it got to the teen wolf portion of it, I went, I got it. I thought maybe, you know, he'd solve crimes by sniffing people out and maybe being able to turn into a werewolf on command.
Right.
And, you know, take people down. Nah, he just went wolfy and that was it.
Oh, so you're thinking he'd become his own canine partner?
Yeah. Like Turner and Hooch.
Mm-hmm.
But after I saw his weenie, I went, nice, no. No. I have no interest. And you should tell me about that.
I'm going to have to watch it. And I hate you for it.
Well, just get to the wolf weenie part and you've seen enough.
I
couldn't believe it. Because, they show the stream going from clear to red. And went, all right, he's dehydrated. And then they show the weenie and the hair start. And then it goes to Wolfbecker.
Well, I know one person who's going to be excited about that movie.
Who?
Gary Busey.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't do the line. You're talking about when I took a silver bullet with Busey?
Yep.
When the werewolf comes in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Hold his tail up so I can him.
It's like you knew it was a horror film. You just didn't know it was a horror for the wolf.
Man, that's the first time I went out on the prowl and somebody a butt thing. I'm supposed to be the villain.
Not when there's a Busey in town.
I think the werewolf is actually the pastor of the community.
Mm.
Oh, I'm still gonna time to turn the tables
and the tail.
You're gonna watch a Wolf Cop?
I'm gonna have to. I'm actually gonna wait to start watching Daredevil, and I'm gonna have to watch Wolf Cop.
Even in the beginning of the movie, the guy that plays the Wolf Cop, he already kind of looks like a wolf, just as face. He never shaves. You know, he was just a drunken police officer. But somehow he stayed on the force, even though, you know, some days he showed up a couple hours late.
Small town?
I had to be. I mean, the only big city I know that hangs on to drunk cops is Fort Worth.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
611, this is KEGF, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Taco Bell. Traffic's starting to suck real bad right now. The worst of it's in Dallas. We're starting off there. Westbound I-30 right at Loop 12. Walton Walker got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back to Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35. Right at Royal Lane, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Northwest Highway. Sticking around in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Center Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Sorry, it's a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there's backed up back to the Mixmaster. Last one in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Skillman, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. This one involving an overturned vehicle. Traffic there's backed up back to Coit Road. And finally, in Plano, westbound on the bush, just before Coit Road, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from 75. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Scattered storms tonight, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, morning showers and a high of 71. Right now, 66 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
We still are, right?
Yes.
Good. By a long shot with men.
Men love us. I should probably not say it in that manner.
They feel like they're hanging out with the guys without having to go anywhere.
That's true.
Oh, by the way, I got a voicemail from... Tony, the bartender at Abuelo's.
Oh, really?
I stopped by there. I was up here Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday night I stopped on the way home, and I hadn't eaten all day, so I went in. I went, give me a big thing of just mess to go. I don't care how much fat's in it.
Okay.
And got a picture of Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting this on Facebook. My Negro-licious lover. Oh. And he called. I need to pull it off my voicemail in my office. He goes, man, you got to stop. Because people are coming in asking what the date is and where are we registered.
and how brave you guys are.
He said, not a lot. He said, but, you know, maybe two or three times a week, people still. And I haven't talked about Tony in a while.
No.
He's the bartender. Chocolicious. He's my Count Chocula. People come in and go, are you Tony? He goes, yeah. You the one. He goes, the one of what?
He knows. If they're asking like that, they know.
I got a picture of him on my phone. I'll show you.
Okay.
He's hot. If I ever decided to go gay.
That's where you'd start?
Yep. Maybe Tone. Your friend, Tone Bell?
I think he's going to be a little bit more hesitant.
Well, sometimes you got to force it on him. Let's see. What's the best picture? I took a bunch.
A bunch? God.
There he is.
Ooh, that is a winning smile.
Mm-hmm. Mm. See, Chloe? I don't think you can see it on the camera. But I'm posting that on Facebook. And he's signing autographs now.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he needs to be thanking you.
Especially if people are going specifically into that Abuelo's on the tollway in Plano. I'm going to go in and meet Russ's black lover. Sign it, Tony Martin.
Wow.
I don't even know what his last name is. I should know the last name of my lover.
You should.
Mm-hmm. And if we get married, he is not hyphenating.
So you expect him to take your name?
Yeah.
What if he wants you to take his?
Well, I think it's whoever asks first.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the decorum on this one.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. That goes. That's too racist.
Too racist?
Yeah.
I think just racist is supposed to be enough.
This one's too.
Okay. Yeah. Let's
let me not turn the mics off and ask you.
I don't even know if anything you should turn the mics off. cover your mouth.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Shut up.
Say I'm.
No.
I'm following protocol.
No. Oh my God. Hey. Look. Lights.
What about them?
We have some.
So. Trying to distract me?
A little bit.
Don't those lights look extra good right now?
Dan's a little bright on the top of his head.
Behind you, it actually looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Don added some color to the walls. Speaking of colors.
Stop it.
I think Tony works tonight.
You going to stop by? Is it date night?
I like to stop by on Thursdays. That's when they have their prime rib.
Yes. As part of your low-fat diet.
I haven't had in a long time. But yeah, Saturday night, I've been eating nothing but soup and water for months. And I was up here all day Saturday. I went, I'm getting it.
So what did you end up having?
Well, whatever they sold.
Well, I mean, what did you eat? Do you even know? Was it enchiladas?
Enchiladas. Tacos, burritos, everything. I went, as much as you can put in a bag, I'm going to take it home. I'm going to watch Wolf Cop. Cop Wolf or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's Wolf Cop. Now, I've already had a few people email saying that they've added that to their Netflix list.
I'm not recommending the movie. It starts out pretty good because you think it's going to go in a certain direction of, okay, he's going to use his super wolf powers to catch people and somehow find a way to convert himself into a wolf and whoop their ass. But he doesn't. It just goes back into a bad 80s movie. And the penis thing, there was no reason for that. None.
I think the reason for it was they wanted to show a part of the transformation no one has before.
It was bad enough with David Naughton in American Werewolf in London when they showed his butt and hair growing out of it.
So maybe it was sort of like a little hat tip to that scene. Just
homage.
Just one step further.
Well, David Naughton showed his butt. We should at least show this guy's No. That's almost as bad as that Centipede movie I watched.
Which, by the way, the third installment is... When's it coming out, Alfie?
I know it's this year, I believe.
Yeah.
Is this the one that's in a prison?
Yes. We're supposed to have like 500 inmates all attached.
Mouth to butt.
Yep. Human Centipede 3.
Stars Eric Roberts and Brie Olsen.
Isn't Brie Olsen a porn star?
Yeah. I think she may have retired, though.
She may want to rethink that.
Why?
That is a train you don't want to pull.
No, she was one that was with Charlie Sheen for a while.
The thing with the centipede thing, it's like if you ain't the first guy, if you ain't the leader, that sucks. because everybody gets it in the mouth from the person in front of them. I can't believe they made the first one, then there was a sequel, and now a third one. Maybe the third one will be classier.
Yeah, in a prison, I'm sure it will be. And Eric Roberts. Yeah.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. That classes up any movie.
Okay. We got a few minutes. You want to start news?
Real quick. Just a thought. At some point, when Eric Roberts gets together for a family event with his sister, Julia Roberts, they got to discuss what their current projects are. He had to tell Julia Roberts, oh, I'm doing Centipede 3.
But I'm the lead guy. So I don't have to eat That's a premium role.
Mm-hmm.
It's the guy that at the very end of the centipede, and I don't know what he gets, but it can't have any nutrients. News now?
Yes.
Okay. 6:22. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, April 13th, 2015. Birthdays today. Actress Allison Williams turns 27, also known as daughter of Brian Williams. She's in Girls, got her butt eaten on TV. Jana Kova is...
Who ate her butt?
I don't know the guy's name, but her boyfriend in the show or some guy she was hooking up with.
He ate her butt?
Yep.
Like ate her butt or ate her butt?
He found some salad.
The salad's not in the bag.
And then he toasted it. Yeah, it is.
Oh, that salad.
Yeah, that salad.
Oh. How did they show that?
Kind of a profile. So she's like up against like a kitchen counter or something, and then he's on his knees, and he's just going to town. It's one of those moments where you think, ah, I bet she showed this scene to her parents.
Man, I am so into this. All it's missing is some soup. Love super salad.
Porn star Jana Kova turns 35. She starred in 287 films, including Lesbian Truth or Dare, Who Let the Cats Out, and Rub the Muff 6. Lou Bega, singer, is 40. Ricky Schroeder is 45.
Mambo number 5.
That is correct. Ricky Schroeder is 45. Caroline Ray, 51. Max Weinberg.
Who is Caroline Ray?
She used to be the host of The Biggest Loser. She's a stand-up comedian. Been on a handful of TV shows.
Don't know her. Go ahead.
Max Weinberg, 64. Ron Perlman is 65.
Ron Perlman, Hellboy.
Yes. Also Vincent, the Beast in the 80s, Beauty and the Beast.
With Linda Hamilton.
Yep. Al Green is 69. Tony Dow is 70.
I believe it's Reverend Al Green.
Yes, it is. Sorry. Reverend Al Green.
Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver played Wally.
That's right. Paul Sorvino is 76. And one of our favorites, Lyle Wagner. He turns 80 today.
Why didn't you give me the heads up?
I forgot. It's
all day. See if I can find it. And here it is. We're going to talk about Lyle. Got to play the clip. Why we didn't call the bar and name the bar after himself?
He did. Coach Joe.
Who's Lyle?
I don't know who Lyle is. He used to play with the Cowboys.
I don't know.
Who's
what? He used to play for the Raiders and a couple other teams, maybe, but he died from steroids.
Lyle Wagner?
Oh, how do we get to Lyle Wagner? Who's Lyle Wagner?
The Grand Ole Opry?
I think if they ever put together a syndication tape for us, that should just be it.
Yeah, yeah.
A 30-second clip.
Here's your demo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Lyle Wagner, in addition to turning 80 today, he played Major Steve Trevor on Wonder Woman, and he was an original Carol Burnett Show cast member. Also, many of you may have forgotten that in 1973, he became the first centerfold in Playgirl.
I don't think they showed his weenie.
Well, they didn't want to, you know.
I think when Burt Reynolds posed, it was the same thing. It was a side shot with your arm over your crank.
Yeah.
They probably both had micro penises.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Because if it's big, why not show it?
You do have a point.
If it's big and you know it, show it. It's my mantra. It's what Randy Master Blaster does.
He's every damn day.
Shows it, throws it.
Comes downstairs alone or in pairs. That's a huge
It so big he's got to take off walks.
On its own.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a runner in the backyard. So it just go on its own. Bark at leaves.
Chase squirrels.
Scare the mailman.
It's a damn shame what it did to that cat.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever finished eating that cat. Came back in the house one day with a rabbit stuck halfway down the shaft. Want a break here? Stay on time?
Yes.
Okay. Were you done with birthdays?
Yeah.
Yay. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Really? 6:30? 6:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. A lot going on still. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Royal Lane. The earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back from Northwest Highway. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Loop 12, Walton Walker. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Hampton Road.
Eagle weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Tonight, scattered storm, 61 for a low. Then tomorrow morning, showers. And eventually, a high of 71 as the rain kind of goes away. Right now, it is 66 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Don from 121 Productions. We're going in Jack with Alfie's lighting. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. Tickle him while you're in there.
And he did. And he tickled him good.
That's better than counting ribs.
And that's not much better than that. You really want to make a chick piss?
Have you done that to your wife?
Oh, God, no.
Oh. Why not?
I think I've tried tickling her just a little bit a couple of times, and I got the hand slap pretty quick and saying, like, no, you can make me pee. I'm like, that's the idea. And then she, like, punches me.
You ever stick your finger in her beehole when you're at the mall?
No, I've never done that.
Dude, you're missing out.
That's not my style. You're more playful like that.
Oh, they hate it.
And that's why I don't do it, because I know they hate it.
Well, that's why you do it. Okay. Well, if I'm going to the mall, I'm getting something out of it.
We don't go to the mall.
I'm not going back again. Not after going to North Park on Sunday. Wrong end of the mall. Finally find the Apple store. Place is packed.
Yeah.
Packed.
Yes.
I didn't. Is that the opening weekend for the Apple Watch?
I think the Apple Watch has been out for maybe a week now.
Oh. Oh, the guy that met me at the door, I went, well, the first thing I said, I'm here to buy something very expensive.
And it worked.
He goes, what? I went, the Mac Pro 6-core this way. I went, all these people in here, what are they doing? He goes, the watch. Oh my God. I own Apple stock. Let's see how it did today.
As far as I've seen, I think that the watch is back-ordered for at least like a couple months.
What is it the watch does that makes it so desirable?
The biggest thing that Apple's pushing on it is the sort of health functions. It can keep track of your heart rate and I think a couple other health functions on it. You can have your heartbeat felt across the world. You know, they'll take your heartbeat and then they'll have a little, what's it called, like a sensory thing on the other iPhone or another iWatch. Sorry, Apple Watch, and it'll pound your heartbeat on someone else's watch so you can stay connected with your loved ones.
Sounds like something you want an old person to wear.
Yeah.
So that way you know when they're dead. Well, my receiver watch stopped beating. I guess I can go see my mom now.
Damn. Yeah, I think at one point they were talking about being able to use that type of data to then you can just send that to your doctor. They can go over it and be like, send you an email or a text message back and say, hey, everything looks good, or send something back like, you're dying.
Ryan McDonald, who handles our finances for the foundation,
right?
He was the one that suggested buying Apple. He said, and he cited that reason. He said, I think it's going to be really big with the medical community. I don't say anything else since I own stock, but
yeah.
Well, I was in a news story. I read it. Ryan predicted it would be around $150 a share by the summer. And there was another analyst that I read on like Forbes or whatever that projected about $147.50. So Ryan's right in on it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So foundation bought shares at $111.
And where is it today?
127 something.
Yeah, that's good. So.
All right, go ahead. Do your news.
All right.
You want your music?
If you like.
We haven't used this in a while. One moment, please. Mudhole. Why does that say Dan and Mudhole?
It's a good question.
Pretty Little Dan Sedando. The Fist Me Denny. Dan Medusa. Dan Flesh Tube. Dan Bucking Horse. Mm. I really should label this so I can find the news quicker. That's not Jesse James. I can't find it. Yes, I can.
Oh.
Pretty Little Dan! Pretty Little Dan! Pretty Little Dan! Pretty Little Dan!
Thank you, Jesse. Jordan Spieth took his place among the best in the game Sunday when he closed with a 2-under-70 for a four-shot victory over Phil Mickelson and Justin Rose at the Masters, becoming the second...
This is golf?
Yes.
I think I made a notation on that news story.
You did. Yawn. becoming the second youngest champion behind Tiger Woods to wear the green jacket. And I know that Russ cares so deeply about this, so I made sure to not only put it first in the news, but to actually highlight two whole sentences in the story. I was actually surprised that we were out yesterday at a bar, then a restaurant. That's the number of people that were actually watching the Masters. And it's not because it was, the Masters is on. It's because it's a local kid, and he kicked the crap out of everybody. Tied the course record. A woman has been charged with misdemeanor child endangering after a weekend incident at the Cleveland Zoo. The charge was filed in Cleveland Municipal Court after a 2-year-old boy was dangled and dropped into the cheetah pen on Saturday. Michelle Schwab, the child's mother, is expected in Cleveland Municipal Court Tuesday morning at 8:30. The child's parents were able to retrieve the toddler from the exhibit before firefighters and paramedics arrived. And the cheetahs, they didn't really seem to give a crap about any of them.
Are cheetahs aggressive?
They're predators.
What do they eat?
Flesh.
Okay, that could be a problem.
Could be. The boy's mother was holding him and another child when the boy slipped and fell into the pit. Because mom was like, look at the cheetahs, and hold him over the wall, and then there he goes. Damn. Now, to her credit and the dad's credit, they both jumped in after him, grabbed him, and were able to pull him up. And he only suffered, a minor leg injury. But still, she's getting charged.
Do they have other kids?
I don't know.
I'm just curious if CPS took them all away. If you're stupid enough to drop one in a cheetah pen, the one thing, got to drop him in the one pen that you know you can't outrun him.
That's true. Yeah, similar.
You know, elephant, something like that. You got some kind of chance.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetahs, unless he's on a cheese break, you're out. Sorry.
That was worth it. Gwyneth Paltrow is slashing her food budget to raise awareness about hunger, but sometimes even the best intentions are met with criticism, especially on the internet. Last week, the Oscar winner announced that she had accepted the Food Bank for New York City challenge to live on food stamps for 1 week with a grocery budget of $29 or about $1.38 per meal. According to the Food Bank New York City Challenge, needy families are given $29 per person as part of the SNAP program after Congress cut food stamps twice since 2013. Once Paltrow accepted the challenge, she tweeted a photo of her $29 in food choices, and that left a bad taste in the internet's mouth, with many people...
How is she able to qualify for food stamps?
She doesn't qualify for it. She just knows that the standard is $29 in food stamps per week for a family. So
that's all she spent.
Exactly.
Of her own money.
Yeah.
So what's why the controversy?
Because it's Gwyneth Paltrow and it's the internet. It's a celebrity. So one person said, a vast difference living on food stamps for 1 week, knowing you've got a safety net of millions, and that being your life every day, Gwyneth Paltrow. Another one says, don't worry, poor people. Gwyneth Paltrow is here to show you how to goop your food stamp benefits. Goop is her website.
What was this supposed to prove? That you could or could not live on $29 a week?
It's supposed to show how challenging it is.
Well, it is challenging. You're poor. I'm sorry, but that's just one of the things that comes along with being poor.
Yeah. And but the problem is, though, is in society now, everyone can get upset about something. So here you've got people mad at Gwyneth Paltrow because she's rich and she's, in essence, playing poor for a week. But they're losing. She's trying to raise awareness and help the food, like the SNAP program. And instead, people are backlashing on her for it.
She's trying to
raise awareness for the New York City Food Bank.
Either you get more donations or maybe they increase the allotment on the SNAP program.
Right. Now, the catch is, now, these are some of the things that she bought, supposedly for her family to live on for the week. Brown rice, black beans, peas, eggs, tortillas, cilantro, limes, fresh vegetables, and all this stuff was organic and gluten-free.
Well, that was going to make it more expensive.
Yeah. Which is something else that a bunch of people are calling... are calling her out on, saying, you realize most people that are living on this stuff a week, they're not eating that crap. They're not eating gluten-free. They're getting cans of food. They're eating ramen. They're getting boxes of mac and cheese because that's what they could afford.
Or they're eating fast food because that's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least she tried it.
I guess she's in the middle of it right now. She's trying it this week. But it just goes to show you can't do anything. What you think you're doing something good, and then someone gets pissed off about it.
The big reason people are upset at her is because they think it's like poverty tourism.
Yeah, that's not, I wouldn't, no. Somebody handed me a brochure. Wouldn't you like to look at this fabulous domicile?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give you $29 a week. Is that a person or for a family?
According to everything that I've read, that's for a family. But the thing is, though, is it's assistance. It's not meant to be. It's not meant to be your only source of food income. It's supposed to supplement. But I think that's actually even the name of it: Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, not only nutrition money.
I don't know. Adults. I don't care if they go hungry. The kids. It's not their fault.
And that's why a lot of
the environment that they're in.
That's why a lot of parents, what they'll do if they're on the SNAP benefits, they will make sure the kids eat first, and then if they get a little something, fine.
But the gluten-free and the organic, isn't that almost like double normal products?
Sometimes it can be. Especially when a lot of stuff that's organic, you don't need to get organic. Like they say, if you're getting a fruit or a vegetable organic, if it's got a peel on it, you don't need to get the organic version.
I don't like organic. I don't want my food having bugs.
Well, it doesn't have bugs. It just, well, they use different things to kill the bugs.
What?
Organic.
Ice picks?
Technically, that would be organic.
I like to know that my stuff... a lot of pesticides have been used on it, so there are no bugs in my food.
But bugs could still... never mind.
Bugs are supposed to be tasty. We've talked about June bugs.
That is true. I mean, mm-hmm. It's kind of surprising June bugs aren't used more in brunch and dessert.
I found a June bug in my laundry room today, and I was curious.
Ooh.
I didn't, but I was curious.
But you thought about it.
Well, I didn't know how long it had been dead. I don't know.
Well, you thought it had spoiled?
Well, I don't know how long if you get sick or if you got to cook it.
Well, from the story that the guy told the other day, his buddy was just eating them like next to the pool. So he was eating them
June
raw.
Tartare?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang it. Be a bowl.
And this was an adult eating June bugs.
Yeah, because he said they tasted like butterscotch, so he liked them. Nom, 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 nom. Man, just get a bag of Werther's.
What? And he was eating them live.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, all he had to do was stick a light over his head, and he was his own zapper.
I don't know. I was going to eat. Never mind.
I think it's a dead one is bad enough, but if it's alive and that little prickly leg gets a hold of the side of your tongue.
Or just what if that June bug hadn't gone to potty for a while?
Yeah.
You're worried about June bug poo?
Well, you know, at least with lobsters, they split them open and they clean some of the bile or whatever out.
Yeah.
Some people love that, though.
The bile?
Yeah, the green stuff inside.
That's the first thing that goes.
Oh, my God.
Or a shrimp. They'll leave the poop vein in.
Mm-mm. Deveined. I'm not eating your shoot strip because you know exactly what it is when you can see it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm not into any type of delicacies.
What about, I think you've already answered this, but you won't suck the head of a crawfish?
No. I'll eat crawfish if it's already been processed and in a bag, frozen, you know, we'll throw it into a soup or something like that, but no. And I'm not new. Head? No, I'm not even saying it because that's a soundbite. Well, actually, I will. I ain't say. No, I'm not.
Okay. What? So, would you ever eat the crawfish out of crawfish boil, where you got to tear it apart and dig in yourself?
Maybe. But that's come up on the show before. I think Chloe's in the studio. This was back at the Eagle. Some company. They were having a big whatever time of year where they have the big crawfish boils.
I think it's around now.
Mm-hmm.
Eat these. No.
Yes.
Suck the head. No. Man, that's where all the flavor is. Well, why are you eating the rest of the crawfish?
Because that's where the meat is.
Well, why am I sucking the head?
It's like extra seasoning. And brains.
Mm-mm. I'll do it if they've already been cut up and cleaned and they're in a bag frozen. No. No. And calamari, kiss my squid. That is, no. Did you get Alfie's light set up like you like, Don?
I did. Yeah. I think it looked good. We just need to look at his camera settings.
Let me look at him. Looks a little bright.
Yeah, we need to bring down his camera settings, I think.
Let me bring down the brightness?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yep.
Okay. I'll leave it alone. Do you have any big clients at 121 Productions?
Studios 121.
What's it called?
Studios 121.
Yeah. Any big clients?
We got a few of them out there.
I don't mean size-wise like Jerry.
No. Damn. Yeah, we have quite a few. We do some stuff for Halliburton. We do stuff for Deloitte. We do for Elbit Systems. CarPro is a great one. We do a lot for CarPro all the time.
How much money do you make off, Jerry? I'll turn the mics off. You've taken too long.
Oh, sorry, man.
I just needed a number. I mean, Jerry owns his own radio station. He's got to be cleaning up.
Yeah.
He's doing good. He's really doing good.
And maybe after all the nice things you've said about him today, he'll go in on a radio station with you.
Buy one?
Mm-hmm.
I think his is in Granbury.
That doesn't mean you have to go to it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Just to be the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Going right in the middle of one of their breaks. What are you talking about? Oh. I was just reading the news. Are you talking about eating June bugs? No. You're fired.
Now, people just line up, be work at that station.
doing any bits of anything about giving Snowman a reach around.
No.
Out.
But.
Mm-mm. I'm going to bring a snowman in here. You're going to reach around and jerk him off or you're fired. Well, I'm calling HR. I'm HR.
Man.
You want to complain to somebody? Call Burl Ives.
He's got plenty to be complaining.
We have one more break?
Yes.
We're still not going to end by 7, are we?
No.
And Nikki Sixx is coming in this Friday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How tall is he? Is he a big guy?
He's very tall.
Yeah.
He muscular?
Most rock guys aren't. But that isn't, I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time. He may have been working out. I don't know. I know he's very healthy, so.
Because, you know, Don Davis is going to rat us out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Russ goes 30 minutes into your show almost every day.
Yeah, actually, I think he's bigger than Don.
Taller than Don?
I think so.
I think that was possible.
I don't know about that, but I know he's a tall dude.
Mm-hmm. Don's still going to rat us out.
Uh-huh. He's probably already told him.
Maybe we'll have Big Stacy in here Friday.
That might help.
What time is his show? Where's he playing?
He's playing at the Bomb Factory.
The name of his band is 6 a.m.?
Yes.
What time they go on?
I think doors are at 7, show is 8. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, so he's going to have to leave long before 7. Yeah?
Yeah, probably
yeah.
So.
But that doesn't mean he's not going to be able to listen, because he may want to hear his show in Dallas when he's here.
I don't listen to our show.
We're rare. Most people love to listen to themselves.
Do you listen to the show when we're on vacation?
No.
So why would you think anybody else would?
Because Jody Dean.
You listen to Jody Dean?
No, I'm saying Jody Dean.
What about him?
You know he listens to himself.
Oh.
I bet he's got his own, like, Pandora channel. Or you know what it is? On iHeart, he's probably got his own channel, just Jody Dean.
Like I've said before, I don't even listen to us when we're on the air now.
What are you listening to right now?
This.
What song is that?
6 Days on the Road.
Of course it is. Sawyer Brown.
Could you hear it through my headphones?
Yeah, I can hear music.
Mm. I can turn it up if you want.
Sure.
It's the way I entertain myself.
It's actually pretty impressive.
I'm not listening to this. You want a break here?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
703, broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coys and the Eagles. Black Thunder over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DART. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound East Loop Bay 20 on the service road just before Ramey Avenue. That part of the service road is still shut down due to that water main break. Traffic there is jacked up. Back fits you in Rockwall, eastbound I-30, right at Horizon Village. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to the bush. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Skillman, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Preston Road. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning around 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see 97.1 The Eagle DJ and bona fide rock star Nikki Sixx at 6 a.m. at the Bomb Factory on April 17th, plus a meet and greet pass. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Gotham on Fox. Scattered storms in 61 tonight. Tomorrow, morning showers and a high of 71. Right now, 66 and 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, what's everybody want on hold?
People are calling about food stamps, eating June bugs, and Big Stacy's online, too.
Is he on his cell phone?
Yeah, it's a little bit better than normal, but it's still Stacy.
Yes, boss?
Where's my theme music, sir?
Give me a second. let's see.
They call him boss. Boss nigga.
There.
I thought I was your number one nigga. How I take a second to Tony Adewale after all that quality time we shared when you let me stay with you? I'm hurt. You make me cry.
I haven't had sex with Tony.
It doesn't matter. You still spend more time with him than you spend with me now.
You and I had sex, but you was asleep and you didn't know it.
Wow.
I knew it. I just was pretending.
Pretending to be asleep?
Because yeah,
it wasn't that good.
Yeah, he knows you're a fan of the sleeping tushies.
Yeah, I love that.
I need you to improve.
You didn't know what was going on because you'd wake up every morning going, "Why my butt stuck together?"
That's so gross.
It was hard for me to go poop.
You nasty man.
Oh God.
Okay, run through these really quick. Yes, Nicole.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to say really quickly that I think Gwyneth Paltrow needs to just calm down a little bit because she's being too highfalutin. I've been getting food stamps off and on for about 12 years, and I have 3 children.
Well, hang on. You don't think it's worth it to bring it
awareness.
Let people know that, yeah, a family can't live on $29 a week food.
Well, right. I totally agree. However, I'm not sure if each state is different. I believe it could be. But it just depends on what bracket they put you in as to how much you get. If you're not working at all and don't have any income, then you get quite a bit. I was getting $650-some-odd a month for me and my 4 kids, and I just couldn't spend it all. And we were buying good stuff.
Was that you weren't working at all?
Correct. For the past 2 years, I was really sick and had surgery and all sorts of stuff. Don't worry. I work now.
Well, I don't care if you work now. So that was about $161 a week.
Right. Which comes out to about 20, you know, maybe $20 to $22 a day.
Well, what did you normally buy when you had that allotment?
I bought chicken breast. You know, I didn't buy the crap stuff. I mean, I bought, you know, chicken breast, hamburger meat, you know, things to actually cook with. But I even, you know, I mean, I've got 3 kids, so I even splurged and got them, you know, some frozen things.
Frozen,
you know,
what? Like the Bilko?
No, like good stuff. Like, you know, frozen pizza, frozen chicken nuggets, frozen, you know, just whatever you want to buy at the grocery store as long as they accept food stamps.
Pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get the small Totino's or whatever. When I was a kid, those were like $1 for medium-sized pizza.
Yeah, they're still about $1. Well, they're about $1.19. But, I mean, if you shop around and you do your homework, you can totally make it. But it depends on what bracket they put you in.
Well, so where's when you weren't working, where was the daddy?
Well, we've been divorced for quite some time.
Well, he still has the obligation.
Correct. But the Texas Attorney General is not very get after the deadbeat parents for not paying child support. He's almost $20,000 behind right now as we speak.
Wasn't Abbott the attorney general?
He was right. For her, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was kind of his big thing, was getting after the deadbeat dads.
That's what they say. You know, he's had 3 warrants for his arrest and they never picked him up. And I mean, just all sorts of stuff. We've been doing this for 10 years now. And you know.
You know, it's bad enough. I'm not trying to turn this back on me. But sure. It's bad enough when somebody leaves their dogs with you and just goes, all right, I have no further association. But you're talking about human kids that first of all, they didn't choose that environment. They shouldn't be punished. And just the dad, did he ever see the kids?
Oh, he sees them all the time. I would never keep them from him or keep them.
Oh, I'd be the first thing I'd do. You will see the kids? Bastard better have my money.
Well, I mean, I agree. Half of me agrees because I'm the mom, but the other half is the sensitive mom that I want my kids to see their dad and they love him whether I like him or not. But
Well,
it's a felony if you keep them from them.
When you guys got divorced, how long was it? How long did he go without seeing the kids?
He's always seen them.
Okay, so there was no way to bring in a stunt dad.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just got married about 6 weeks ago to my wonderful husband Scott, and so we're doing good now, and everything is great.
What does he do?
He is a technician. He's a mechanic. He works at I won't say where he works, but he's a mechanic, and he makes good money.
He works on cars?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's not an easy job.
Nope.
No, and he's really good at it. So we're doing well.
How's he in bed?
Well. Like a stallion.
Mm-hmm. Do you use the Snap-on tools?
No.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, but you know, I mean,
ride lube.
Oh my goodness.
I got some Vaseline.
Oh my gosh! No. Mm-hmm. So you know, I mean, it's just, I mean, whatever bracket they put her in, they obviously, I have my theory. They're in cahoots with one another, you know. Are we
talking about Paltrow now?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, I don't know what state she's in. I'm gonna guess California.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they break it down.
Right. Whatever number of dependents you have, you can make a certain amount of money, and then they go, it's a scale. So if you make, you know, minimum wage, then you can qualify for food stamps, but it just won't be as much as you would get if you were not working at all and had no income.
Is there a maximum amount you can make to where you can't get on the SNAP program?
Yes.
Oh.
Why? Yes. Why are you asking that?
Hey, I pay a lot of taxes. I should get something back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And with
you don't
with,
need
and
it.
That goes along with Medicaid.
You
also.
Don't know what I need.
You actually right now live.
Excuse me. I got to go, Nicole. I got to argue with my bitch. You don't know what I need.
Right from what it sounds like the past few weeks, you're eating like you're already on SNAP. You're making just like a big bucket of soup and you eat on that all week.
It's easy to fix. It's always ready to go.
Right.
I season it, and each day when I, you know, dump some into a cup, I add the seasoning that I want, whatever mood I'm in. I should still be able to get something back from my tax. What do I get from my taxes? What do I get?
Well.
Well,
hang on. Are you talking about federal or state and local?
Local. I get police and fire protection.
Plus trash and all that kind of stuff.
I don't care if the trash piles up in the schools. They won't even let me in one.
There's reasons for safety concern. But like federal dollars, yeah. I mean, you can look at any, you know, yeah. Your federal dollars go to lots of different places.
Military. But so much of it, since there's no accountability, it's all wasted. Not all of it, but NASA. Do we really still need NASA?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's part of what defines who we are. Plus, it's also...
Well, why not? I don't need NASA to define who I am.
You may not, but NASA is an essential thing. And by the way,
How is it essential? Because if NASA went away, what would change tomorrow? Short of you would have a lot of NASA employees out of work. If NASA vanished, what would happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow, you probably wouldn't notice anything.
Okay.
But
so it's not essential. To me, that's a luxury. It's just like the arts.
Well, in that case,
public television and public radio, where they get a percentage from the government. You can't make it on your own. You don't need to exist.
And then
you want to do a show where here's the other side of the news. you talk like you're well above the audience. You're smarter than everybody. Even though you're working for a semi-nonprofit.
That's also why we never get nominated on their lists for best ofs.
Why? Because we're for-profit?
Yes. That's like that last thing that Alfie was so pissed about in D Magazine for the best of Big D voting. And on the radio thing, for best radio show, they had 9 nominees. 5 of them were from nonprofit. It was like from KERA or KXT or whatever.
Well, you could do a good show even if you're nonprofit.
Oh, I'm not saying you can't. But it's when it's more than half of your nominations are from public radio, it shows a bit of a slant.
Who picked the nominees? Was it the editors of D Magazine or the readers?
Editors of D Magazine. And then readers vote.
Well, I think D Magazine picked us as best radio show 1 year. It was 10 years ago.
Did D Magazine pick us or was that the readers pick?
I don't know. Tim Rogers wrote something really nice about us.
That is cool. At least we know Tim likes us. I just don't know if he publicly says it very often.
Now, the Observer can't stand us.
No, they hate us, and they should.
What a rag.
And that's part of why they hate us.
I mean, it's free.
Because what was one of the uses you said you had for the Observer?
I think
you said you used it for toilet paper.
That's when you run out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they use that really cheap paper to print on. And then the colors run. And your butt turns different colors. Mostly, I just wiped with Richie Witt's section. All right, Alfie, do I want to take any more of these? Because I think we've covered everything with the snap and the free and the whatever.
Care about NASA?
Sure.
Line one.
Okay. Yes, Nathan.
Hey, boss. How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, man. So you ever heard this on television coming to you via satellite?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to keep all the satellites in orbit?
Private companies.
I guess, you know, but
I don't think NASA put all the communication satellites into orbit.
Right, but you need a
right
space
or wrong,
administration to keep it going, right?
But we've proven that private industry can, they can attempt to launch rockets.
No, they're actually doing it. They have there's a separate private company that actually has sent supplies to the International Space Station.
That is correct.
So if NASA vanished, then private industry would step in and probably do it more efficiently.
You're probably right. But also, with launches and stuff, how to get it up there. Private industry has, built rockets and stuff like that. But there has to be an agency to govern all that, right?
The government can still regulate it, but you don't need NASA to specifically oversee it. I'm not saying NASA hasn't been important. I think it is, because we talked about this before. A lot of innovations, inventions, home appliances we have now came through NASA and development.
Correct.
But why do we need to go to Mars? Why?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right, boss.
I mean, just go to the moon and set up something there. I mean, it's the closest.
We like Mars better. It's more interesting.
Thanks,
Nathan. It's got more stuff.
It's got what?
It's got red dirt as opposed to gray dirt.
There's red dirt in different parts of Texas.
I understand, but this is on a different planet.
So?
That was a planet similar to ours until something happened to it and it turned all rusty.
Well, that certainly sounds like a place I'd want to go visit.
It also makes for an interesting backdrop for movies.
Fine. I know that we're bored with the moon because we've looked at all of it and we know everything about the moon, and we've even left trash and old cars up there. We've turned that into its own mesquite. Because the lunar rover's up on blocks.
The moon is the new mesquite.
Sorry, mesquite. I lived in Mesquite at one time.
It's okay. They know.
Yeah. The moon just seems like the logical place to go back to set up some type of
Bucky's.
Isn't that funny?
You too?
Yeah. Because you've talked about it as being like a refueling station.
It's where I imagine Lone Star and Barf went to at the end of Spaceballs.
I hated that movie. Set up something there. Trash up our moon. We've already left a bunch of stuff there already.
That's kind of what we do as a species. We throw a bunch of our trash around, then we go and find somewhere else to do it. We're already filling up our planet. And it took us a lot less time to do the moon because it's smaller.
I don't know. Especially with Mars being a one-way trip.
For now. But then, you know, they make advancements based on that first trip. And then next thing you know, we have like Princess Cruises going back and forth from Mars.
Yeah, the cruise lines are doing real well right now.
Well, they figure if we're having such a hard time on Earth, why don't we try other planets?
Sure. Yeah. Big deal. We got the issues with the Titanic and the Lusitania and Captain Chitino. And yeah, we got the cruise lines handled. That's mastered.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mars. You can't get a ship from one port to another one. There's no reason for us to shoot people at Mars.
And in essence, that's what we would be doing. We're going to shoot you towards Mars.
Everybody decides to start to get sick about halfway there. Everybody's puking.
Now, what if you get sick?
What do you mean, what if you get sick?
What if you get sick?
Like what, a flu, a diarrhea?
Just any... You get something of...
They'll have medicine on it.
Syphilis.
Oh, I'm not sure if they've thought about that. They're going to need to, though.
But it, you know, it's like Chloe said, you get halfway there and all of a sudden... You come up with some, you know, horrendous illness. Then what?
Then you got to either...
You can't go back.
No, you can't. You're either going to die from that illness or you're going to get treated for it.
Or I'm
going
to die on Mars.
Either way.
Who wants to go to Mars to die? Think about it. Say those words.
Thousands of people send in applications.
You
want
to go to Mars to die because that's what's going to happen. You go to Mars, you're not coming back. And they ain't sending nobody after you.
Mm-mm.
And if there's an issue... You know, somebody steals your boombox or your Slim Whitman album, you can't call 911.
You're just going to have to handle your own business.
Yeah, you know, everybody's like, wow, man, I want to go. And once they land, after what, 8 months of travel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
They're
going to
land, go, well, we're here. Then about 2 hours later, oh, hell.
Everybody's eating each other.
They ain't a damn thing here to look at. Ain't no hills. There ain't shit. I don't even want to take pictures. It's a waste of time. We already got pictures of Mars. We got that little douche thing running around.
The rover?
Yeah, taking pictures of itself. It has. It's taking selfies.
I know.
Ooh, I found damp.
Yeah, look, damp, Mars. Okay, what do I do with that?
Well, then there was also the time that...
Am I right, Don? See?
There was also the time that the rover, the guys that were piloting the rover, took a photo of the artwork they had left in the red dirt, which was a penis.
Why did the rover draw on a penis?
I don't know if it was intentional, but it was one of those where it wanted to show the landscape around where
it
was.
Is that the universal symbol for man? As it should be.
Well,
because, you know, anybody, anywhere has got to have a penis.
Yeah.
All the good people do.
Wow.
And that's why we're number three in women. You want to go there?
Yeah. See, always leave them wanting less.
So what do they think? Extraterrestrials are going to land on Mars? They go, oh, look, a drawing of a penis. Obviously, intelligent life has been here.
Well,
at least the smart ones have been here. Because nobody's going to draw an outline of a vagina.
That's too incendiary.
What is that? I don't know, but let's get the hell out of here. They got Valerians. Volutions.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, AlfieCoy.com. And for more information on the fine work that Don and his buddies do over at Studios 121, their website, Studios121.com. They make Jerry look good.
Yeah.
That's an endorsement.
How far do you have to back the camera up when you're shooting Jerry? Really? You must have a good lens. You have to use a digital zoom?
You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next, and he's probably pissed about it. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys later. Or have a good morning.
Hey.
control. Rocks the Metroplex.